disaster of biblical proportions.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament,
yes.
Mr. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes, the dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Somebody actually gave us prompts for our show.
How about them apples?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
If you took these microphones away and had us three sit down here for 2 hours, it's the same conversation.
No. Boring. Our show sucks because all we do is we make jokes and laugh at each other. That's our talent.
Fellas, we're going to start the show, be out of here like flies out of a window. We're going to start this show right out of the dugout.
You know what this show is?
What is it?
It's a 3-hour phone call. That's what it is.
That's radio gold.
That's radio gold.
Fucking glorified phone call.
With bad reception. This is what we do in the show tanks. We just put Jenny on and let her talk about sucking D and all that, you know?
Wacky hijinks.
All right, boys, let's roll.
What up, everybody? On the air again, Monday, September 11th, 2006, everybody. Word them up. If you're not in a gloomy mood, just go turn on every news network in America. On your TV, Channel 7, Channel 4, Channel 2, MSNBC, Fox News, CNN. Boy, is that a downer. Anyway, what up, everybody? It's lunaticradio.com show. Drunk Hole Hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. Emails to the show, lunaticradio.com. I'm your host, Kieran McCann. Alongside me today, no Ronnie Beans, but the Rocket CEO's in the house.
Yo!
And joining us, everybody, we're taking it back old school this week. The man co-hosting the program tonight is a man who began this show with me. Seven years ago?
Roughly.
Something like that, on a little college radio station, Dowling College. I don't even know. I think it was WIRE, the name of the station. I don't even remember. His name is Doug Jones, and he's on the program tonight, co-hosting. What's up, Dougie?
What's up, everybody? It's good to be back.
Look at that.
Definitely, things have changed.
Things have changed, Doug has noticed.
There's a lot of equipment here that I don't know what the hell it is.
When Doug and I started the show, we had a DJ mixing board with 16 channels and two microphones. Now we have all sorts of apparatuses.
Actually, weren't we sharing a microphone, like just yeah. spinning it back and forth?
Okay, you talk now. You talk now. Yeah, so Doug's going to be sitting in all...
You've come a long way since trying to find a CD, like in the old studio that we
yeah.
had.
Yeah, things are a little different from when you left. Doug hosted the program for how many years? 3 years?
No, I just left 2 years ago.
2 years ago, so it was longer than that.
5 years.
We had, it was Doug and I for the longest time, then we brought in Nikki DeBone, who was our, like, little sidekick guy and did stunts for us, and then Ron came along, and then it was just me, Doug, Ron, and Nikki for a while, and then Doug moved to South Carolina, and I was stuck alone, and I found Rocket.
That's me!
Well, Rocket was here at the end of my tenure.
Yeah, right.
He pretty much kicked me out the door. You made him CEO, and he said, listen.
We found talent.
The ratings are falling.
Yeah.
You're getting the hell out of here.
We don't have ratings. We just bitched out a guy from Chicago who was talking about internet radio ratings. And, yeah, they don't exist. Anyway, everybody, today is a momentous occasion. It is the Jenny Blowjob Worldwide Jacking Day. This is a day, everybody, where you... When you jack off tonight before you go to bed, you have to give Jenny Blowjob a little thought. A little thought for Jenny Blowjob as you're jacking your meat today. I made a little promo, which absolutely blows, but I'll play it for you now.
Got the body of a goddess.
It's Jenny Blowjob's Worldwide Jacking Day.
I just want you to know that it's a perfectly normal thing.
Jack, in honor of Jenny Blowjob, the best booking girl in radio.
And I have to admit, did a fair bit of masturbating when I was a little younger. I used to call it the stroking salon.
It's Jenny Blowjob's Worldwide Jacking Day. Get your shit and start jacking.
Yeah, pounding the old stuff.
On the lunaticradio.com show.
That's right, everybody. It's Jenny Blowjob's Worldwide Jacking Day. So if you're jacking tonight, have Jenny Blowjob in your mind. Even you girls out there, when you click that mouse, think of Jenny. The best booking girl in radio. And I'm not just saying internet radio. I'm talking about all radio.
Yeah, I already took care of myself a couple times today, but I think I can muster one up.
You muster one up, Doug?
Muster one, yeah.
For Jenny Blowjob?
I'll force my way through it.
I think I'm going to write on my jacking sleeve, Jenny Blowjob, when I use it tonight. Jenny Blowjob, Worldwide Jack and Day. This is what we're going to do, everybody. For the jacking thing, when you jack tonight and you want to let us know about it, you call the drunk call hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. Let us know that you're jacking in favor of Jenny Blowjob, in honor of Jenny Blowjob, and we'll make a little montage of all those phone calls, and we'll include them in next week's broadcast. So it's Jenny Blowjob's Worldwide Jacking Day. Maybe we'll have her on the program because I'm sure she's very happy. I wonder if Jenny Blowjob tonight is going to, click the old vagina in honor of herself. I wonder. That'd be kind of fucked up, wouldn't it?
You could sit on your hand until it goes numb.
Yeah.
Get the closeness of Jenny Blowjob a little bit.
You know what?
Bring it into your room with you.
You know what I want you people to do when you're jacked tonight, or you're playing with your vagina, whatever you got down there. Some of you trannies out there. Get all confused, I know. This is what I want you to do. When you're about to climax, right? Say a gush. Just say that, okay? Say a gush. And call us. Call us on the drunk call hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666, everybody, all right? Let us know. Worldwide Jacking Day for Jenny Blowjob. It's going to be a great event. I know you're all probably thinking about what happened on this date 5 years ago, and you're going, "Ah, man, sucks. What a crappy day. I'm in a bad mood. Can't turn on the TV without seeing some sort of memorial service or something like that." So we're going to switch it up because you've been watching the TV all day and listening to the radio. Everybody's talking about 9/11. Yes, it was horrible, but we don't, want to bring you down on this show.
See,
we're going to bring you up.
If you were getting a little bit better, you'd give a prize to the... Got it. Shot the furthest in honor of Jenny Blowjob.
Well, I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can judge that contest. I'm not going to go to each kid's apartment and stand 10 feet away. All right, can you hit me with your jizz now?
No, you haven't written it in or film it.
Film it. I don't want to see any jacking films. By the way, I was at Caroline's on Saturday night, getting completely hammered, and I saw a couple good comedians. And I think we got to have these guys on the program, Rocket.
Ooh, who?
His name's Brad Trackman. He gave me his CD here. He was a pretty good comedian. I saw him at Caroline's this weekend. I think I was there with my sister. She was telling him about my show. And he's like, "Oh, you got a radio show, blah, 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 blah." So, yeah, he's a funny dude. I also saw, I guess there was a Chris Porter from Last Comic Standing.
Okay.
Yeah, he was there. He seems like a pretty funny dude.
You got a picture of that dude?
Brad Trackman?
No, Chris Porter.
No. Do you know what he looks like? Chris Porter?
No, I know several Chris Porters, though.
Yeah, no, he's from Kansas. I don't know. I don't know, Doug. So Doug Jones is filling in today for Ronnie Beans. It's Jenny Blowjob's Worldwide Jacking Day. I believe we're going to be joined by Monty, our radio DJ friend down there from West Palm Beach, 95.5, Wild 95.5 or something like that.
She looked pretty hot.
Monty is a pretty hot piece of ass.
Yeah, I was impressed.
I might have to jack to Jenny Blowjob tonight and have a little thought of Monty, I'm thinking.
How about the two of them in action together?
A little mixture. By the way, we were just listening to Nikki Reed, the hottest college radio DJ. She's doing her show right now from Monmouth University. And Nikki Reed, talk on the microphone, please. Stop playing music. I want to hear Nikki Reed talk. She doesn't talk, Rock.
I don't know. I'm doing like 90 other things.
Sorry, Rocket.
This is the moment that Doug can be back to old school ways. Right now, just so people can understand what the hell's going on. Nothing is working for the live show. Not that anyone on the podcast really cares, but I'm trying to do what I do best, is try to fix things for the show.
Oh, so people aren't listening to the program right now?
Right. Right now, if the stream isn't working, that means no one live can hear it.
Oh, so no one's hearing it.
So no one's hearing anything you say live.
Oh, good.
Podcast, they'll hear it.
I'm not really doing any good radio right now. So it doesn't matter. All right, so...
Some things never change.
Yeah, so we're just flying by the seat of our pants. It's Worldwide Jacking Day. Rocket, let me know when we're on the air. So
I definitely will.
I'll play the the Jenny blowjob bumper again for the people so they know. And I'll just say everything I just said again so people know what's going on. So, yeah, so we're having, I believe our comedian friend Rory Karff is coming on the program, too. He's going to try to teabag his wife who sleeps. His wife's going to be asleep. He's going to try to teabag her live on the phone.
Nice. Maybe he can throw in a Roman war helmet, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of stuff to do on today's show, everybody. That's what we're going to do.
No, we don't.
By the way, we have, I love this song. Rock. You with me on this one?
Yeah, listen. I can still listen. You like this?
Doug, back me up on this one. Tell me you don't want to rub one out when you listen to this song.
Actually, my new babe that I jerk off to every single day for like the last 6 weeks has been Shakira.
Really?
Yeah, I saw her on that Video Music Awards thing. Yeah. God, unbelievable body. And the way she moves.
You know what? Shakira's been around for like 3 years or so.
Yeah, but you know, I never really like paid attention because she's not really singing the type of music that I listen to.
We were saying on last week's show, she can't sing. She has the talent to sing, but her voice sucks.
It doesn't matter.
Right. But I love these chicks. Pussycat Dolls?
Yeah.
I'm digging the Pussycat Dolls because they can dance and shit. Shakira's pretty much just a belly dancer.
And that's a problem?
No, it's not a problem. But, you know, these girls can, like, fucking... They dance like they're riding a cock. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Shakira would be better in bed.
Yeah.
The only thing is, like, you're weighing, like, what, 8 of them or 5 of them versus 1? So if you got all of them, you definitely have to go that route.
Is it a little gay that when this song comes on the radio, I keep it on?
No.
It's not?
No way.
I love this fucking song because these chicks are hot. That's what I'm saying. How we doing
now,
over
there? You don't leave on Justin Timberlake's Sexy Back,
no.
Right?
No. Because I don't want to bang
him. I can see you doing that, too.
I don't want to bang him. But to me, why is he become incredible now, Justin Timberlake? He's like fucking Prince now. People like him. Like, it's okay for guys to like Justin Timberlake and his music. Why is that?
I don't know. I don't like him or his music.
Me either, but I hear these stories about like how these fucking dudes out there, they love fucking Justin Timberlake. They're like fans now. Like, when Justin Timberlake has the concerts, it's not just all 14-year-old chicks. There's like dudes there.
If there's 30-year-old dudes there, they got something wrong with them. They're like John Mark Carr or something.
Yeah. I love the buttons. Loosen up my buttons, babe.
See, the Pussycat Dolls did a good thing by bringing Snoop into it.
Yes.
Makes it better.
I just love these chicks. Well, every time I hear this song, I just picture them like doing like the bump shake, the rump shake, whatever it is. And they're just moving that ass around. Ugh. I love that. I love when chicks do that, that like genie in a bottle dance.
See, I'm kind of hoping that
they just shake their ass.
I'm kind of hoping they fade out pretty quickly, because then that means that one or two of them will probably go the Playboy route.
Uh huh.
Yeah, as long as they're making money selling records, they're not going to go that route, so we have to actually boycott them.
I was in the city over the weekend on Saturday, and I got to tell you, man, fucking New York City in the summertime when it's kind of hot out, hottest chicks on the fucking planet. Hottest girls on the planet. I went with my sister, which was cool. I had fun. You know, well, my family's like that. We can hang out together, me and my sister, and have a good time. Went to Caroline's, saw three good comedians. Then we decided to go to the Marriott Marquis and go to the top floor to this restaurant called The View, which is like a big circle, this restaurant. It's like on the 70th floor of the Marriott Marquis in Times Square. And we're at the top of this building, and they have a restaurant, and the thing rotates. It rotates. It's a spinning restaurant. It's pretty cool. So if you sit on one side, you see like, you say you're viewing north, and you see like the W Hotel. And in an hour and a half, you're fucking facing Jersey because it just keeps on rotating around. So you get like a panoramic view of, you know, Manhattan. It's awesome.
They don't let me into places like that.
There's so many hot chicks there. And I just wanted the batch. I didn't want to eat dessert or drink beer. I wanted just batch. Is that a weird thing? Probably.
How was your waitress?
She was hot. Yeah. She was hot.
Because I'm not thinking of hiring gutter sluts in places like that.
No, not in nice restaurants. It's a nice little place. It's called The View. And it's in the Marriott Marquis on the top floor, and it rotates in a circle. It's kind of bizarre when you have a couple beers, because I was a little hammered, and I'm just sitting there, kind of getting fucking restaurant sick, because the restaurant is moving.
But it's not moving so fast. It's not moving fast, right?
No, but you can see it moving. Like, if you sit, because you're sitting next to the window, and you can see shit just moving.
Like, if you were walking in the opposite direction that it was rotating, would you get anywhere?
Yeah, you would get somewhere. It's not that fast. It's not like one of them fucking spinning wheel things at the playground that the kids just go flying off of, you know?
Well, it's like, you know, like one of those people movers at the airport.
Yeah, it's kind of like
trying to go the wrong way.
It's not even going that fast. It's like creeping. I mean, you can't have a bunch of sick people eating dinner and, you know, fucking places moving, and all of a sudden there's throw up all over the ground. Can't have that going on. But the restaurant rotates. It's pretty cool. You do get a little fucked up. Say if you're, you know, you're sitting down for a while and you have a couple beers, you eat your meal. You get fucked up because the middle doesn't move. It's only the outside. So you get fucked up where the bathroom is. You're like, ah, fuck, the bathroom was right there like 15 minutes ago. Now it's somewhere else. Where's the fucking bathroom? Because the place is moving. You don't know.
Over the course of dinner, how many times did you rotate around?
We were there for about an hour and a half. We did the first circle. So I got to see, you know, the whole view of Manhattan. It's really cool. It is really cool. I don't know how they get the whole floor to move like that, but it just rotates in a circle. It's a huge place. It's huge. And it just rotates. That must have cost them a fortune.
I'm sure it did.
Jesus Christ, right? Yeah, so that was pretty cool. And then I had to take the drunk train home. Love taking the drunk train home at like 2:55 in the morning.
That's the last one before the morning, right?
Yeah, Penn Station to Long Island. You get all the fucking kids who've been out fucking boozing all night, all the college kids. Ugh. Shut up. Can you guys just have some fucking peace and quiet on the train ride home? These kids are still partying, still drinking beers on the train on the way home. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to get back to the train station and be all hammered? You can't drive home like that. But of course they all did, you know? Fucking kids, man. Kids these days are just animals. Don't stop doing anything. Fucking shooting heroin on the way home. Just quick get that last buzz of the night going. Unbelievable.
One of the football teams where I live now, they like were robbing convenience stores and stealing $35,000 BMWs and crap.
Oh, what? Is that down south?
Yeah.
South Carolina?
It's like seven guys on the football team were like, you know, going in there with handguns, like robbing Circle K's and then bragging about it in school.
Gangbangers with speed. Speaking of college football, how about my West Virginia Mountaineers, everybody? How about that? Number six in the country. Thank you very much.
We're coming for you, though. The Bulldogs are coming for you, son.
Oh, the show could start now.
All right. So we're on the air now?
Well, yeah. We're using an alternate server for the night.
All right. So we're on the air.
Yeah.
And the people in the podcast don't really give a shit, but now the live feed on the Monday Night Live show is on and people are hearing us now. So, hey, everybody, what's up? Just to reiterate, it's the Jenny Blowjob Worldwide Jacking Day, and here we go. Here's the bumper that I played, and it's really shitty, so.
Damn. Damn. Got the body of a god.
It's Jenny Blowjob's Worldwide Jacking Day.
I just want you to know that it's a perfectly normal thing.
Jack, in honor of Jenny Blowjob, the best booking girl in radio.
And I have to admit, you know, I did a fair bit of masturbating when I was a little younger. I used to call it the stroking salami.
It's Jenny Blowjob's Worldwide Jacking Day. Get your shit and start jacking.
Yeah, pounding the old stuff.
On the lunaticradio.com show.
That's right, everybody. It's Jenny Blowjob's Worldwide Jacking Day, so if you're home tonight, listen to the program, maybe after the program, and you're ready to jack and go to bed, give Jenny Blowjob a little thought. Jack the Jenny Blowjob, that's what I'm saying, people. And this is what we're going to do. You're going to call the drunk call hotline when you're jacking. And you're going to call the drunk call hotline, 206-202-566, 206-202-LOON. Call the drunk call hotline, everybody. and tell us that you're jacking in on a Jenny blowjob. And when you're about the climax, say this. Engage!
No, don't say that.
Say that. Do it. In honor of Jenny Blowjob. It's Jenny Blowjob Worldwide Jacking Day, everybody. On the LunaticRadio.com show.
Ooh, we got to do our thing, because we're going to start the show soon, so I want to do this thing.
We're on the show. We've been on the show for 20 minutes, just people haven't heard it.
Well, see, I've been so busy. To me, the show is not starting right now.
We were listening to Nikki Reed on the Monmouth Vicious Vixen show.
So there goes that idea.
Okay, hello. Hello, who's this?
Hi, sweets. How's it going?
Hi, everybody. It's Monty, our DJ friend from Wild 95.5, right?
Oh, my God. You've done your studying.
Not really. How you doing, Monty?
I'm doing fabulous. How's the how's September 11th treating you?
It's kind of bumming me a little bit.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Because I turn on the TV and all I see is memorial services and people talking about 5 years ago, and I'm kind of like, ugh, what else is going on? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no joke.
Are you gloomy today? You sound gloomy.
What?
Are you drinking tonight?
Yeah, I'm drinking Pepsi. You know why? Because I'm at my parents' house. It's great being at your parents' house. It reminds you why you left so many years ago.
So what's going on, Monty? You still infatuated with Adam Ferrara?
I love Adam Ferrara. I do. But I'm not infatuated with him anymore. I've met my soulmate, boys.
Whoa!
Oh, get out of here. Who is he?
Billy Wayne Davis.
Can I kill him?
Also a comic. Doesn't that sound like a crazy name, Billy Wayne Davis?
This really is a sad day.
It is a sad day now.
The guy sounds like a serial killer.
What?
Billy Wayne Davis.
Sounds like a serial killer.
Isn't that the guy that shot Martin Luther King?
Is that what you said?
Yes, he sounds like a serial killer.
Dude, the only thing he's killing is my pussy, okay?
Oh, look at Monty.
At mom's house, nonetheless.
He's not doing it. He's not killing the pussy at mom's house, is he?
That's awful.
No, thank God.
That's awful.
So when did you meet this guy?
When did we meet? We met 3 months ago.
And he's already
we're
got
working
you.
Together. He works with Ralphie May, and I was working with all two of them, which means us three. Mm-hmm. And he drinks a lot, which is awesome. And he smokes a lot of pot, which is also awesome. And we get along like tick and tack.
Unbelievable. Well,
like,
you know,
peanut butter and jelly.
You know, I'm happy for you, but you know, in the back of my mind, I'm kind of sad.
Yeah.
Because Monty, you're a hot girl, and now you're off the market.
Ugh.
I am.
Yeah, just be weary.
I just think you're depressed about the whole September 11th thing.
Mm.
And I think you're trying to reflect that on me right now. And I'm not ready to take all that on right now.
No, I think we're pretty straight on this.
By the way, Monty, you mentioned Ralphie May. And Ralphie May gave you a shout-out on the Opie and Anthony radio show. Did you know that?
You were telling me. No, you told me that. I couldn't believe it. I didn't hear it.
Yeah, I got the audio. Hopefully you can hear it over the phone, but I'll play it right now. Hopefully you can hear it.
Oh, that's awesome.
They were speaking to a guy from West Palm Beach, and I guess at the end of the call, Ralphie gave you a little shout-out. So here we go.
Aww. Then you come and you hit someone in the keys. Well, actually, if the wind's going this way. All right. You hit someone in, like, North Carolina.
Outer Banks.
Right.
We're here to save the turtles.
All right, boys. Punching out. Keep up the good work.
Please call us and whack off in a hurricane.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to videotape it, too, man.
All right. Thank you.
I'll make my mother proud again.
my friend Monty is on the radio, same station. After
I know Monty.
Yeah. She's great.
Oh, I don't know Monty.
Oh, sorry.
Chris is a he.
So there you go.
Nothing.
All right. Let's go to Fred in Indiana. We got to take a break.
So there you go, Monty. Your big shout out on the Opie and Anthony radio show.
My friend Monty works at that radio station.
Wow.
I love Ralphie Mae. He's a bomb.
So how's it feel? You were nationwide on XM satellite radio.
Jeez. And I didn't even have to do a porn tape or anything. I'm the luckiest girl in the world.
Can we still have that happen, though, nonetheless? Can we get that arranged?
Do I have a what?
Can we get that happening anyways?
Oh, do you want a sex tape?
Sure.
Dude, my dog.
No. What?
What did she say?
Dog?
I don't even know what she said.
My dog does this great thing.
No!
He tries to eat her own ass that's like made out of lollipops.
All right.
I will tape that for you.
Stop it. So obnoxious.
And you will just eat it up.
Unbelievable. Why is Monty getting so dirty?
It's MySpace, Monty. She's all obnoxious online.
It's not the wild 95.5, Monty.
No. That's conservative, Monty.
I'm sorry. You know what? Have you ever, you know, like when you go for Thanksgiving to hang out at your parents' house and it's only one day and at the end of the meal you're like, I'm going to leave now. And you're so happy when you leave. I've been here for 2 days now. I feel like I'm trapped. I don't know what's happening anymore. I don't. You know what's bizarre is they live in Atlanta, and for some freaking reason, I can't get phone reception anywhere. Like, I literally have to be balanced on a high chair in the top floor, leaning out the window. It's bizarre to me. I think it's just this house, like the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, my God.
Monty. I love Monty.
She's the best.
I love you too. Hey, so what's going on with you guys? Have you found a girl to make out with yet, or what?
No. You know what, Monty? I've been talking about this on the show the last couple of weeks. I have myself a jacking sleeve.
What?
It's a rubber thing that I jack off with. It's pretty cool.
A jacking sleeve? Oh, is it like that kind of rubber where, like, you when we were little, we could throw it on the wall and it would stick?
Sort of like that, but you put your cock in it.
Let's pretend that I have a cock. Guide me through it.
Okay, what you do is you sit down in the computer chair, you turn on the internet, and you download some porno, right? Then you take this rubber thing that's got, it's like a cylinder. It's a big rubber cylinder, and it's got a hole in it, and you kind of squeeze that around your hammer. But you got to fill it with lube.
You have to make sure your hammer's erect first.
Of course you do.
Can you do it soft?
Can't,
I don't know.
You can't do it soft.
I've never had a hammer.
Right. And you stick your hammer in there, and you just start moving it like you're jacking.
It's got to be well lubed to avoid chafing.
Wow, and this is not pretty comfortable. I mean, do you have to, like, lubricate first? Do you have to, like, pull out the Astro Glide, or?
Mm-hmm. I've been using all sorts of lubricants, and the best lubricant I found was the Noxzema lotion. You throw that inside the jacking sleeve, and you're all set.
Noxzema lotion?
Yes.
Noxzema hurts your face. I don't know what Noxzema would do to your cock, but I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be a pleasant feeling.
No, it feels good, Monty. I'm telling the truth.
Noxzema?
Yes.
Are you sure it's not Nivea?
Oh, wait. Maybe it is Nivea.
Jesus, dude. Have you used Noxzema ever?
No. Maybe I got it wrong.
You know what you should do? I dare you to put Noxzema on your cock. I dare you to. Do it, and see if you can jack off 50 times. I'll give you $5.
I know.
I bet you. And I'll give you an extra $2 that can put it on your balls. I'm telling you, you won't be able to handle it.
All right, yeah. It's
Noxzema.
I got it. It's Neutrogena. That's what it is.
I was way off.
So I misspoke. What an idiot. I'm looking at my notes and I say Noxzema. All right, fuck it.
You have notes? Maybe that's the problem. You never have notes.
So we're talking to Monty, and you're still doing a comedy gig and the radio stuff?
Still doing the comedy and the radio. I'm excited because I think I have a gig in Seattle.
You have a what?
I might have a gig in Seattle doing radio.
Whoa!
Really?
Oh, she's going to be
further
away.
Yeah, I'm excited. I would be the only girl in afternoon drive.
Wow!
Can you
against a bunch of boys?
You can't divulge which station, right?
Yeah, it's Moovin. It's 92.5.
Look at that. That's a different place to do some radio because they're all like protesting people up there and tree huggers, right?
They are. Are they a bunch of hippies?
I think so.
Oh, I love that. They have the best pot there.
Why Seattle? Just a better paying gig?
They have a great comedy scene there.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady that I've been talking to is just super cool. And I've got job offers in other cities, too. Like, I sent out a bunch of tapes, like Washington, D.C. and Philly and I don't know where else, Portland and Atlanta. But the lady in Seattle is just really cool.
I think Monty needs her own morning show. Screw the afternoon drive, whatever the hell it is.
But wait,
can you see me up at 5 in the morning? No.
No.
I did mornings in Atlanta. You know how I did mornings in Atlanta? Fucking hungover every day for 3 years.
Which is great.
I literally drive in from the club to go do mornings. Seriously. It was horrible. I don't even know. You know how I did it? Because I was still in my early 20s. And I could do it.
That's right.
I'm in my 30s now. Couldn't do it anymore.
Damn, she looks good. You know,
30s. I'm not a serious medical intervention anyway.
So, Monty, if I understand this right, you said you would be the only female nationwide doing afternoon drive?
No. Oh. I'd be the only girl in Seattle.
Oh, in Seattle. Okay.
Doing afternoon drive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no way, dude.
New York has the radio chick, right?
See, I don't listen to FM anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
What?
No, I'm all about the XM nowadays.
There's some chick on
there. You're all
about the what? The XM.
What?
Oh, he doesn't. XM. Mm.
Yeah.
XM satellite?
That's right.
Oh, XM satellite radio?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about that. I'm broke.
All right,
can't
Monty.
Radio.
So you got a nice little shout out on the Opening Anthony radio show. Definitely. I think you should play that up a little bit. Talk about it on your...
Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah.
So have you guys checked out the Lohan photos?
Ooh, you know what? I saw great pictures of Scarlett Johansson's boobie the other day.
Really?
Yeah. Is that real? I saw it on the internet.
Scarlett Johansson's got great boobs.
Scarlett Johansson's got awesome tits.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, but I haven't...
I have to totally agree with that.
Yeah, I haven't. Has there been new Lindsay Lohan photos that I've...
Yeah, you haven't seen a picture of her in the green dress where she didn't wear her panties?
Oh, the fake. That's Monty. Shame on you, Monty.
It's fake.
Come on.
Dude, that's so fake.
You know you downloaded that.
I did.
And?
But it's fake.
It's fake?
Yeah. Of course it is.
Oh, my God. Come on, Monty. You know your own body. Come on.
Come on, you really think that's fake?
Monty, this is what you do. Put on a green dress, hike it up, and take a picture.
Yeah, and then send it to us.
And we'll compare the two.
Yeah. My pussy lips are bigger than hers.
Whoa! Love Monty! Love her!
I love internet radio, Monty.
Bring the boys to the yard, and they're like...
Yeah. MySpace Monty, number one fan.
So, Monty, do you have any scoops on what's going on in pop culture? Because we have no idea.
What's going on in pop culture? Lindsay Lohan's a disaster still. Imagine that. Paris Hilton, she got arrested for DUI. She's going to get, like 2 hours of community service.
Which will be great.
Maybe they'll let her, like, talk to the 14-year-old girl. You know, and tell them exactly why they should start wearing all their jeans cut to the crotch. That'd be hot.
I hope what they do to Paris Hilton is make her clean up garbage like they did to that fucking guy. What's his name? Boy George.
I know.
That's what they got
to
do.
Boy George had to clean up garbage?
Yeah, on the New York City streets.
Did he do it in full makeup?
He was.
That would be hot if he did it in full makeup.
He did it in Midtown Manhattan, and there was like hundreds of reporters around him as this guy's picking up garbage. That's what they should do to Paris Hilton. That's what I'm saying.
That's awesome. Do you think she'd put her weave on for that?
She would probably wear a fucking nice sundress, all dolled up. I bet you she would. I fucking dig Paris Hilton. I'd bang her, too.
She'd figure out a way to make millions off of it. Hell, she got paid millions to wave, right? Wasn't that the story? She got paid like $1 million to wave to a crowd of people in Europe.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, this fucking Paris Hilton has got it so locked up that she gets paid to just show up at clubs.
I want to be like that.
She gets paid massive amounts of money.
Yeah, dude. For a girl that is, you know, basically an airhead, she's got millions of dollars
that's
coming
up. Crazy.
That's why I love her.
Yeah. Sugar mama.
I just heard actually over the wire that Anna Nicole Smith's son, she has just died or something.
Yeah.
He died. She gave birth to her daughter, and 3 days later, her son died.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, just gave birth. Yeah,
she just had a
daughter. I don't even know if there's any. I mean, can you even be funny about that? There's like no way you can be funny about that.
Yeah.
I'd kill myself too.
That kind of sucks, you know.
No, they're not releasing what happened to him, but they've already ruled out alcohol or drugs. So
yeah,
they have.
Yeah, they have.
I wonder if he. Do you think he killed himself?
Maybe he drowned like in the ocean because the hurricane was. Weren't they on one of the islands? This is when it happened?
Well, he was inside a house, wasn't he?
I don't know. No, I don't know that, but I thought they were on an island. That's as far as I knew it. Like, they were on some tropical island.
Nah, I think I heard reports that he was inside the house and just, like, collapsed.
Oh. You?
Maybe he went out the way the guy from NXS did.
Hung himself?
Just jerking off, like, auto asphyxiation.
And he got a good look at Lindsay Lohan's snatch.
Yeah, and said, that's fake, I'm shooting myself.
Okay, that's horrible.
Who cares?
How could that be fake? I don't even know how you think that's fake.
Dude, that's so fake.
What do you think about Tom Cruise's baby? Suri.
I still think it's all fake.
Dude, that baby looks like he's 2 years old.
Yeah, right.
It was born like 2 weeks ago, wasn't it?
He already has a bachelor's degree.
Yeah. Kid's already
he's got
a stockbroker.
Crazy amounts of hair.
She's all in candy.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Dude, that Lindsay Lohan picture is so fake. Because if you look at the photo, it's taken outside. It's taken outside, right? She's getting off a boat. And the sun's beating down. If you look underneath her dress, she's got fucking light by her vag. Now, if that was a real photo, her vag wouldn't be lit up like that because the sun would be beating down. There'd be a shadow over it.
Right.
Dude, maybe it's like a religious snatch. Maybe it's like the most beautiful snatch in the history of the world. And every time it's high, it goes, you never know.
She spreads her legs. And like
man. They can afford special operations like that.
All right. So what's the name of your are you getting married? Is that what it is?
I am getting married. Wow. April Fool's Day.
And what's the name of your husband or your fiance?
Billy Wayne Davis.
Billy Wayne Davis?
Be wary of guys with three names.
All right. We're having him on the program.
Yeah.
We have to talk to him.
Yeah, we're going to have a little chit-chat. A heart-to-heart talk, if you will.
We got
to
feel him out before you go through with this.
Yeah.
You know what? You would love Billy Wayne Davis because he's absolutely manners. I love that about him. He's more manners than me.
Usually the guys with three names kill people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
We're very protective of our Monty.
Or their pedophiles.
Choo choo, stop.
Well, there's the dog.
There's the dog.
That's my dog, Chewy Choo Choo.
You know what? Go get some peanut butter.
He's also not happy about being in my parents' house.
All right, Monty. We love you. You got to call in more often.
Okay, I will. Like I love you too.
Every week.
Every week?
No. You don't have to call us in.
I can't hear you. It's driving me bananas.
Monty, so you're not on the Wild 95.5 anymore?
No, I am. I'm still there, but I'm leaving. I don't want to be there anymore.
All right.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, it's like I told you guys. I mean, the first time I wrote you guys, like I really wanted to do my own. I want to be able to stay more and be goofy and do my own thing instead of having to be all happy-go-lucky for the kids.
Right.
Because kids aren't happy-go-lucky, not realistically, you know?
Fuck the
kids. What did I have to worry about when I was 14? Like the white kidnapper van and needles and candy on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Now kids now they have to worry about terrorists and crazy people and guns and schools and stuff.
This is what you do.
And kid touches.
Monty, your last day, your last air shift on Wild 95.5, at the end of your shift, you go, fuck you, kids, I'm out of here.
And then give us a shout out.
Yeah. Some chick did that in Alabama or something. Some like weekend jock got all mad because she was making $6 an hour, and after 3 years they bumped her up to $7 an hour. And on that day that she got the fucking she got the raise, she was like, fuck you people, I'm out of here. On the air.
I quit this bitch.
Yeah, she goes, I quit this bitch.
It was awesome. And she cut the commercial. What a pro.
Yeah, I know, right? She should have just left dead air. Fuck it, she's leaving anyway.
I know, right? Leave up.
Yeah.
Good.
I would just drop like 5 fuck bombs, you know, F bombs, and just left.
She didn't even curse.
Yeah, she didn't even curse or anything.
She could have gotten fined, you know?
She didn't exactly speak English, though.
It was awesome, though. That audio is the best ever.
Yeah. All right, Monty. I love you. I'm sorry that you're getting married, but I'm happy for you.
Liar. You be careful with your rubber toys, okay?
You know, Monty,
if you want to use them on FEMA for real, I will give you mad cash, like a whole $5.
Considering that I've spoken to you 3 times on the phone, I figure we're like boyfriend and girlfriend already.
I guess we are kind of, huh?
All right.
That's great.
All right, Monty, I'll let you go. Have fun.
Take care, you boys.
Have fun.
See
with
you
the
later.
Phone.
Bye.
Bye.
Love her.
Love Monty.
That's getting a second base in your world.
No, right? 3 phone calls. I'm dating you. You're mine now.
She's hot.
Monty's
She's
awesome.
She's fucking hot.
She's cool, dude. She's funny.
She showed me those pictures yesterday. She's fucking hot.
All right. Let's do our first break,
let's
Rock.
No, fuck the break. We're going right to the thing because we only have like 2 minutes left.
Oh, Rocky wanted to call Nikki Reed at WMCX. She's broadcasting live on Monmouth University's
this chick's
radio station.
Hot. Really? God.
Nikki Reed.
Shit.
Are we calling her now?
Yeah. Well, I was waiting for you to finish saying that. Like, I don't want to interrupt you, but okay, it's going.
You got to request something.
Why is it hitting Bill Burr's phone number?
Don't call Bill Burr. Shit, are we calling Bill Burr?
No, I hung up.
Yo, you should call Nikki Reed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And tell her that you represent me from the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and my wish is to have her pee on me.
Yeah. I think she'll hang up on us right quick.
Come on. Do it for me. I'm dying, man. Do it.
Rocket, what I'm asking you is you got to request something because I don't know what the fuck she plays. She plays some sort of death music.
She likes Dragon Force. Oh, God. I hate this thing. Hold on.
Trying to call Nikki Reed.
I'll just like, she likes Dragon
Force. WMCX. You can listen to it online. Go to WMCX.com. Listen to Nikki Reed live. She just plays death music. It's just horrible.
Invalid phone number.
Death metal.
Hold on.
All right, let's do a break. Figure it out. We'll come back. We'll call.
No, we'll get it.
We have 15 minutes. We have 15 minutes to call her.
No,
let's take a break.
Come on. We're going to do this. Right,
do a break, Rock.
I can't do both. 3, 4. Come on. Hold on.
I've been sitting here sucking my own kneecaps for 45 minutes.
Karen, don't worry. No one heard it. LOL. Come on. We're going to do this. Come on. Stay positive.
Why can't we do it after the break?
Because I'm calling right now.
Hi, this is Frank. I'm not in right now.
Who the fuck is Frank?
All right, we'll take a break.
Jesus
Just for
Christ.
That, I'll take a break.
All right, we're doing a break. Come back on more lunaticradio.com shithole right after this, okay?
Hey, this is Josh Gogan, and coming up on Lunatic Radio, we've got porn, and porn. Yeah, hang in there.
Oh, yeah, that's it, fucker.
God bless you people.
LunaticRadio.com.
All right, fine. I'm going to stand up now. Ron, get that mic there.
All right, I got the mic.
All right, I'm going to go into the middle of the studio, bend over, have my hands on my ankles, and Nikki the Bone is going to smack me.
Yo, this is going to have his hands on his ankles.
When I come back to this microphone, I will be in pain.
Dude, you're psychotic. I would
yeah,
never
you're crazy.
Leave. I don't care. I'm doing it for the listeners, man.
Nikki's hit me with a wiffle ball bat before.
I know the people and listening are pissed that we don't have this bit going.
This is almost like Johnny Knoxville-ish.
They're also calling this the worst radio ever.
Are they the worst radio? Eat me.
Yeah. Too bad. You're listening.
All right. Don't bend it over.
Wait, hang on. Let me get this microphone right.
Should I smack him or stick him? Should I smack him or stick him?
All right. What am I bending?
All right. No, wait. Wait, I gotta get the microphone over there.
Yeah. Nick, did you lube them properly?
All right, the microphone's...
Get someplace to swing, dude.
The microphone's near Kieran's butt.
They're all saying that you're going to get turned on, Kieran.
You better hit me in the right spot. No! Oh, my God. Holy God. I think he broke something.
Kieran went immediately down to the floor. Immediately.
Oh, there's no need to hit me that hard.
Oh, my God. Oh,
from my angle, God. I just saw Nikki's evil face.
That was unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that was like a 400-foot home run right there.
He
was
how are you going to sit?
Holy Christ. That was like two-handed.
You bastard.
Yeah, he ripped into you.
He did rip into me.
Oh. How'd that feel, Karen?
Oh, man.
It hurt.
Holy Christ.
He stepped into it.
See what I do for the listeners? Damn, he hit me right like on the tailbone.
Oh, man.
He like missed my ass. He hit me on the tailbone.
Dude, that was brutal.
Quick, you got a Woody?
That was one of the gayest things we've done.
You got wood? You got a Woody?
No, I don't have a Woody.
Dude, what was up with that?
With those screams of ecstasy.
I thought you were going to hit him, but I didn't think you were going to like hit him like that.
I know, dude. He's black. Dude, I saw your face like rear back like a little sense of evil.
Oh, man.
If he hit me that hard, and just imagine what he does to the chicks he buries in the backyard.
Oh, man. That's unreal.
Man, that hurt.
Dude, play that back. I want to hear how that sounded.
I bet.
You better hit me in the right spot. Holy Christ. Oh, Kieran dropped to the ground like immediately.
See what
like
I do for the listeners,
like
man?
He got shot by a sniper. He's just down. You know, man down.
If we don't come through, man, somebody gets punished.
That's
and it
right.
was me.
Dude, how are you sitting right
and
now?
And then he turned right red.
I'm half on the chair. I got one cheek
dude,
on
dude, at
chair.
Least put a pillow down.
And then he turned bright red.
I gotta see my ass, actually, man.
And then I had to stop myself from saying like "holy s" like 6 times, so it just came
I know
out.
I almost
it came out too. Crack.
Time for the Evan News.
Here.
pressing up against me.
Yo, kids, what's up? It's the CEO here. Listen, if you're trying to make your podcast legit and awesome, you need this product, the Poo Poo Player. That's PUPUPlayer.com. Check it out. What it does, it takes your podcast, puts it in this jukebox setup, and you're able to do things like randomize it, add slideshows. It's awesome. It makes you cool. It makes your podcast legit. It's so legit, we use it. Go check it out on our website. Hit the Listen Now button. That's the Poo Poo Player. So go to PUPUPlayer, that's PUPUPlayer.com, and download it. Check it out for yourself and realize you too can be the Shaznak.
Hey, this is John Reap, a.k.a. Hammy Guy, and I love Lunatic Radio. These fuckers are crazy.
LunaticRadio.com, the white castle of internet entertainment.
And now back to the show, Lunatic Radio.
Yeah, I'm gay.
What the fuck? These guys are gay.
Lunatic Radio.
What up, everybody? It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails to the show, LunaticRadio.com. No Ronnie Beans this week, but we're bringing it back old school. My partner, Doug Jones, who began the show with me 7 years ago, is joining us in the studio. Rocketeer.
Yeah.
Going to dial Nikki Reed, who's live on WMCX 88.9 in New Jersey. She does the college radio, Monmouth University. We're calling the request line.
X88.9.
Nikki, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
It's Kieran from the LunaticRadio.com show.
Hey, how are you?
Good. We were actually listening to you. We're doing our show live right now. You're actually on the air with us. And Rocket,
I'm on the air right now.
Yeah,
you are.
And Rocket wanted to request something.
Yeah, I wanted it because you love Dragon Force. I said, we got to play some Dragon Force before you get off the air tonight.
All right, I will put on Dragon Force.
Nice.
Yeah, and keep putting up those MySpace photos.
I'm actually done my show right now.
You're done now?
Yeah, it's 8 to 10.
Oh, so you're off the air. You're done. You're playing music and you're off the air. Oh,
God. I'm done.
What are you wearing?
You got to keep up with me.
Yeah. We thought we had like 5 minutes. We get to do like...
I'm surprised you don't know this already.
We do know this. We were listening to you before our show. As we were doing show prep, we were like, hey, let's turn on Nikki, see what she's doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nikki Reed, you need to talk more. We need to hear more Nikki Reed.
Oh, I love you guys.
She hates us.
Yeah, she's like, why are you calling?
Stop calling me, please. All right, Nikki, we'll let you go.
But are you busy?
Kind
of. Okay.
I'm gonna let her go.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Nikki Reed's hot. And listen to her on WMCX, everybody, 88.9. All right, Nikki, talk to you later.
I love you guys.
Okay.
Have a fun show.
No, bye-bye.
I love you.
Bye. Nikki Reed, just wrapping up there at WMCX.
I knew it! I knew we were going to fuck it up!
That's all right. Who cares?
I do!
I love her.
God!
That girl is so fucking hot. You got to log on to the LunaticRadio.com message board and go to the last page of Nikki Reed's thread. There's a new picture. Unbelievable.
No offense, Kieran. If you're going to stalk someone, you got to be a little bit more prompt.
I'm not stalking,
dude. You got to be a little bit more prompt.
Do you know for sure that that's really her?
Yes, it is.
She wouldn't do that. It's got to be. It's her. That's her.
Dude, we've been talking to this girl for like a year.
Yeah.
We know it's her.
We know her skin tone. She's got a slight olive tone about her, and that is clearly shown there in that picture.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think her name's Nikki Reed either.
No?
I don't think it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What do you think is it? Like something like Polish or something?
No, I think it's an Italian name. Or Greek. She looks Greek, doesn't she?
She has some olive tone to her, yeah.
Mm. By the way, Pam B, if you're listening
to
the program.
Greek if you want.
I'm sorry that I emailed Pam B at fucking 3 o'clock in the morning, Sunday morning, asking her to have love, make love.
You're doing a lot of apologies the next day to everyone. Sorry for calling.
I was texting. I was in Penn Station waiting for my train, kind of hammered, and I called everybody that I know, telling them that I was hammered. I even called Rocket, and I let Rocket go, because Rocket answered the phone. He's like, hello? And I was like, are you sleeping? He's like, yes. And I was like, I'll let you go back to bed. Because I was hammered. I was like, yo! He's like, I'm sleeping, dude.
I'll be honest with you. I really wasn't sleeping. I was up. I just didn't feel like talking to you drunk. I was just like, I don't know. Yeah, I was sleeping, Kieran. I gotta go.
I know how it feels. I don't like talking to people that are drunk and I'm sober. Can't talk to them.
If it was early in the night, I probably would have entertained it, maybe recorded it.
Yeah.
But I was just like, ugh.
You're interrupting porn.
Here's some funny audio, everybody, of a weatherman. This has been going around the internet all week. It's the wacky internet clip of the week, I guess, right? That's how you put it.
Sure.
Here's a weatherman doing his weather report. Apparently a cockroach is flying on the ground, and we all find out that this weatherman is a flaming homosexual just based on his reaction. So here we go.
Oh, God. If that... Oh, my God!
And here's the other clip.
Be pushing across Central Florida, so places like Orlando, Daytona Beach, the Cape Canaveral area, Vero Beach will be getting in on the heavier rainfall, and eventually I should. I am so sorry, Bill. Oh my God!
What the hell just happened?
This is what just happened. That thing was crawling on my leg.
You believe that? This guy's doing a weather report. He's got the green screen behind him with the, you know, the map of the United States. He's got the cold fronts coming in. And a little fucking cockroach is on the studio floor. And he freaks out. I hope that wasn't live on TV. I hope that was like some recorded weather report.
Sure it was. Hey, I can actually use this and it'll make sense.
Gay alert. Gay alert.
Because that reaction is just horrible. If you're live on TV and you see a cockroach.
Oh, God.
And this is your reaction.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that's Kira's reaction when he sees a vagina.
Right at the wall for me.
Have some professionalism, dude. Who cares? You see the people did today. If you're watching the TV, you show the reports of the people doing, 5 years ago, doing the World Trade Center stuff live from the World Trade Center, and the buildings have fallen down. They're still there doing the report as the building's falling down behind them. This guy sees a cockroach on the floor. He's flipping out. Come on.
Fruit. That's kind of funny you got this because I just saw this clip last night at home. Yeah. Is this relatively new? Is this a new viral video?
I think we have a... the point of the whole story is gays can't be on TV.
The moral of this story is...
gays can't do TV.
You know who I heard was gay yesterday?
Who's that?
You know that football guy, Joe Buck?
Joe Buck is not gay. Yes,
he should be.
I heard he's gay.
He has a wife.
So? It doesn't mean anything.
No. I don't know.
Who'd you hear that he was gay from?
All my friends, when we were watching the football game, they said he's out, supposedly. And he was wearing a pink tie yesterday like he was homo.
Rocky, can you Google this and see if Joe Buck, the commentator for Fox News, he does the baseball and football.
Sure, buddy.
Apparently now he does the desk stuff, and then he does the game.
I love the way he just Googled that. Joe Buck gay.
Go into news. Click the news thing. There's got to be an article on it. If Joe Buck's gay, then somebody wrote an article on it. Go to news.
Go to news.
Joe Buck gay. Joe Buck. Hold on. There's a story about it.
No, there's nothing about it. That would have been like way up here, like obvious.
Yeah.
Joe Buck is a flaming faggot.
It would have been a huge headline. Joe Buck, gay.
No, he's not gay.
Going, gay. No way Joe Buck's gay, dude. He does sound a little gay. That's what happens, dude. You see a guy on TV, he does the manly stuff, he does the football, he does the baseball. You know, when you're watching, you get sick of him. When you're watching the sports with your friends and you hear this guy over and over for day after day, of course the guys are going to get sick of him. They're going to go, that guy's a faggot, as you're watching the game.
It wasn't. I know how guys react. It wasn't said like that. It was, did you know this guy's gay?
He's not.
And I went, really?
See, that's how fucking rumors get started. Not gay. Joe Buck's not gay.
You know, he probably saw Brokeback Mountain and somebody saw him and they said, dude, that guy's gay. It all just snowballed from there.
By the way, I had a fucking pretty weird dream this week. I was banging my ex-girlfriend in a hotel room. Just banging away, dude. Just boom, 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 banging away.
You mean the only live vagina you've ever seen?
And for some reason, I'm in the hotel room with... Dane Cook and another chick, like he's in the other bed sleeping with this other chick, not banging her, but just sleeping. So I'm going away. I'm banging my chick. Dane Cook and this other chick are in the other bed, and Dane Cook sits up on the edge of his bed and just goes, ooh, ooh, as I'm banging my chick. I mean, what kind of fucking dream is that? And at that point, I go, oop, got to cover up. I just put the sheets over me. I don't understand. Why am I having these dreams, Doug? Can you explain this to me? And why Dane Cook? Isn't he kind of gay? Dane Cook?
Nah, he ain't gay.
No.
No way.
Some people accuse him. I would accuse
Dane. No way, dude. That guy pulls way too much ass to be gay.
But would you think Dane Cook is gayer than Joe Buck?
No way.
If somebody held up a photo of Joe Buck and Dane Cook side by side, you didn't know anything about either guy, and you were asked to pick which one is gay, wouldn't most people pick Dane Cook?
No. I don't think so.
No?
No.
No another insight on that.
No, I mean, did you watch the video you gave me?
What?
Dane Cook is just being able to pull so much ass. That would be such a waste of a penis.
A waste of a penis.
So he's not gay. But you think Dane Cook is not gayer than Joe Buck?
He's not gay. Joe Buck is gay. I swear. I know that.
Joe Buck is not gay. Let's take a poll. Can we do that? If you're listening in the chat room, who's gayer, Joe Buck or Dane Cook? Joe Buck of Fox Sports News or whatever the fuck it is. And Dane Cook, the famous comedian, he's got a movie coming out called No One's Gonna Go See It. By the way, I saw a trailer for that movie he's got coming out. What is it? Employee of the Month? Ugh. It's like a romantic comedy with Jessica Simpson. At least the trailer made it out to be a romantic comedy. And I'm just like, I'm not going to go fucking see that.
Right.
I don't want to fucking see my comedians, guys that make me laugh, try to be fucking romantic. Case in point, fucking Eddie Murphy. People stopped paying attention to Eddie Murphy once he started doing movies like Boomerang, where he's trying to be all suave and shit. You're Eddie Murphy, douchebag. Be funny. Don't try to be fucking Luther Vandross. Jesus Christ. I hated that when Eddie Murphy did that.
I think Eddie Murphy's downfall was Party All the Time.
Party All the Time?
Yeah, when he sang that song.
Yeah, it was over.
My girl wants to party all the time. That fucking right there made him lose so much credibility.
Yeah, I can see that, but I don't know what came first. Boomerang, that movie Boomerang, or fucking Party All the Time, that song that he made. I gotta figure out which one came first. But Boomerang did it for me. When Eddie Murphy's trying to fucking talk to me about how you get a woman. What? What are you doing, Eddie? Make me laugh. And that's where Dane Cook is going with this movie he's got coming out. Fucking Employee of the Month. He's trying to fucking be all suave with Jessica Simpson. It better be a slapstick comedy. It better not be some fucking romantic thing.
I'm sure it's stupid.
Because his career should end right quick.
Well,
if it's a romantic comedy.
It's all about him trying to cash in.
Yeah, of course. But he's got to know he's not going to have a future in 3 years.
My 15 minutes is almost up. I better cash in.
Dude, as soon as a comic starts making romantic comedies, it's over. Over. Your career is done. And like I said, case in point, Eddie Murphy. He fucking makes romantic comedies and he ends up doing fucking Dr. Doolittle. Talking to animals. That's where you're going, Dane Cook. You end up talking to animals in 5 years in a movie. That's what's not going to happen to you.
The Beer Wizards, DaneCookFudgePacker.net. Get that domain.
That's a great one. I think Dane Cook might be going gay. And his career's going to end if he's making romantic comedies. You know what should happen in that movie? Employee of the Month. I'll have a lot of respect for him. If it is a romantic comedy.
He finger fucks her.
But at the end, he like goes, a gush all over her face.
A what?
A gush.
Oh. Check.
By the way, everybody.
Meanwhile, if that script came right across his desk, he'd be signing out. Right?
Of course.
Jessica Simpson? Oh, shit. Yeah, let me sign this.
Right, right.
FedEx this tomorrow.
Right, I'm stupid.
He's sitting here and
bad exit, he'll run it himself.
Bag on Dane Cook for 45 minutes, but you know if that script came across your desk, you'd be, hey guys, I'm in a new movie. It's called Employee of the Month. It's a romantic comedy. How about that?
What's, you know, you gotta weigh it. What's the better thing? A fucking nice paycheck actually ending your career by making a romantic comedy or doing a film with a hot chick like Jessica Simpson. What weighs heavier?
I'm thinking doing a film with Jessica Simpson.
And end your career?
Just on the out chance that I might walk into her trailer to practice a line and she's in panties.
So you would give up your entire career just to bang a hot chick?
Oh, hell yeah.
Really?
Hell
yeah. Are you being serious?
Yes.
I wouldn't.
I would be the biggest sellout in Hollywood history. Mm-hmm. I would sell out for any hot chick.
By the way, just to remind the people, it's Jenny Blowjob's Worldwide Jacking Day.
Damn. Got the body of a goddess.
It's Jenny Blowjob's Worldwide Jacking Day.
I just want you to know that it's a perfectly normal thing.
Jack, in honor of Jenny Blowjob, the best booking girl in radio.
And I have to admit, did a fair bit of masturbating when I was a little younger. I used to call it the stroking salon.
It's Jenny Blowjob's Worldwide Jacking Day. Get your shit and start jacking.
Yeah, we're camping.
On the LunaticRadio.com show.
The promo sucks, but whatever. Yeah, that's right, everybody. So if you're going to jack tonight, jack in honor Jenny Blowjob, the best booking girl in radio, and give us a shout on the Drunk Call Hotline as you're jacking.
Everyone feels like jacking live. Maybe we'll let you call in.
206-202-LUNE. That's 206-202-5666. And, throw in a gouge or something.
No, don't do that.
Do that.
That's not sexy.
No, do it.
It needs to be a special, intimate moment with yourself.
This is what I want people to do.
Oh, here we go.
When they're having sex with their mate. I want them to, when they're having sex, I want them to bang away at their chick. Let the girl know that you're going to do it. Let the girl know that she's just going to go make a noise, a gush, right at the end. And call the Drunk Call Hotline before you go.
This is why he doesn't get laid.
Exactly. Do it. Even the girls can do it. They can join in. How freaked out would your husband be when you're banging away and you're about to climax and you go, a gush?
I'm curious, how do you spell that?
A gush?
Yeah, a gush. How do you spell that?
A-H-G-U-U-G-U-G.
See, you write this on an index card and you lay it on the bed, like on the pillow right next to you, and your woman would be like, what the fuck is that? And you're like, don't worry about it, don't worry about it. And like 10 minutes later, a gush!
How freaked out would you be?
See, if my woman did that, I wouldn't put up with it unless she was a squirter.
Doug, will you do that the next time you bang your wife?
No.
Oh, wait, this brings up, do you like that? Did you ever see like those squirting videos?
Yeah, I love that shit.
I saw
squirting. Incredible.
I saw a lesbian bukkake. It's crazy.
A lesbian bukkake.
Yeah,
dude. You ever see? It's like one of those water fountains that like in elementary school, dude. It shoots out like with an arc.
I know.
It's fabulous.
You ever dump water out of a bucket? That's what a girl coming looks like.
Yo, one time I saw one. The girl was on a wood floor, and you actually heard the splat. That's how much.
Ugh.
That's awesome.
God, it's awesome?
Yeah.
Really? Then again, before the show, you were like, I want a girl to pee on me.
I gotta send you this video. It was like literally like 60 chicks. I don't know how they do it.
Send me that video, dude.
It's nuts.
FedEx that overnight.
There was literally, Doug, there was a flood around the girl. A flood.
That's awesome.
Well, not a flood, like a puddle. I want to say a flood, a puddle.
Mm-hmm. By the way,
that's not good for you?
What? But the squirting, that's fine. I'm not squirting. Ah. I'm going to retract that statement. No. It's not. Not like a massive amount. I like it to be controlled. A controlled flow.
Nah, dude.
Really?
I like to get my face right down in there.
Wow.
It's like a bucket of water coming at you, dude.
Doug's literally slapping. He's slapping his face.
You really like that?
Wait a minute. You've experienced it firsthand?
No. I'm saying I would like to.
Okay.
Nah, I got married.
End of sexy
wow,
stuff.
That's a funny my dog.
My thoughts of that stuff is just purely just thoughts. So now I got to hope that you get some girl that squirts for you one day and I live vicariously through you.
Now, I don't really know the physics or the biological stuff about it. Is it like some parts of it piss?
No.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, I wouldn't have liked that. Not that I would want that. I'm just asking because it just seemed like in this video specifically, these chicks are like fucking squirting it out.
I know. That's
insane.
You have to have your pelvis at the right angle.
These chicks have this stuff like reserved. I mean, like, all right, here, all right, this is my question.
All right.
Because this is, like, mind-boggling to me that, like, chicks have this in them. Because obviously chicks aren't squirting all the time.
You would think
not,
that...
Wait, it's not like when we fucking jack off, we do it, like, basically every day, you know, we empty our system, so to speak. These chicks aren't squirting every day, so they just have this fluid hanging out in their body.
Right.
Oh, it's got to have a fucking odor.
Maybe chicks have like jowls or something.
See, that's the only thing I question is the possible odor of it.
Right.
Here's a question: is anyone in the chat room ever can anyone squirt?
It must smell like rust.
I know for a fact that somebody in that chat room has.
If they're Jesus.
I want you know that smell you get on your hand when you hold a bunch of change in it for a while and it gets all sweaty.
Oh, rusty pennies or whatever, dirty pennies.
I think it smells like that. I gotta imagine it does.
If we got any chick squirters, you have the full ability to call up because we need to understand this.
By the way, my question was, when a girl does squirt that massive amount of liquid, does she get dehydrated?
Yeah, does she have to have like a bottle of Gatorade next to her when she does that?
It's not like water.
You gotta replenish.
Get the electrolytes back.
What is it, Doug?
It's like milky, kinda.
Yeah, it's like paste.
It's like Elmer's glue. They're not shooting Elmer's glue out, dude. Maybe more like paper mache kind of.
See, that's not what I saw. It was kind of like it was translucent, the stuff I was seeing. But these girls had some streams going. Some were kind of like trickling out. Mm-hmm. Some had streams. But the one thing they all had in common when they were in the process of squirting, they all like rubbed themselves really quick.
Yeah.
Like at first they were just like kind of fingering themselves. Then once they started like squirting, like they did this like brrr, like motion across their vag. It was really weird. I don't understand. I need facts.
And it's always like a little dribble at
first.
It was
like
it's like a little dribble
torso.
And then all of a sudden it's like an explosion. Yeah, it got a hiss. It sounds like crickets in the woods. It's like
we need someone. Listen.
The pussy actually hisses.
Of course.
It's weird.
And it was also funny in this video. Some chick queefed while she was doing it. It was kind of funny because she was like doing that too quick. And I guess it just caused like the flaps to.
She was rubbing her legs together too quickly.
Yeah. So anyone on the live show listening, send a private message to the show if you squirt and you want to talk about it.
And that's the thing we fucking love so much. That vagina. That's the thing we love so much.
I yanked my tool out of some chick one time and she queefed. It was just like totally just ruined the moment. I just started laughing my ass off.
Oh, dude.
I was like, dude, that's fucking crazy.
Dude. So you pulled your hammer out of a chick and it there was some air clog in there.
And I called her dude.
You called her dude?
I was like, dude, that's sick.
That's yes. Wow.
That makes, dude, way to make her feel uncomfortable.
That makes Karen look like a Casanova.
Yeah, dude.
Doug's calling a chick a dude.
Well, this is the way the show used to be 3 years ago. It's just horrible. We had all men listening to us, besides Stalker Connie.
I experienced that once, and like we were really deep into fucking at that point. And she did that and she was about to get all embarrassed. And I got like really stunned. I'm like, no, we're going. Cause I was like so fucking close. Like she was about to like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. I want to stop. I'm like,
shut up.
No,
shut up. You ruined it. You ruined it.
She could have started having like period blood at that point. I was like right there. Yeah. But
Rocket pulls out a knife.
You have a good,
shut like, up.
You're like, you know, you're stroking. And it like happens like a couple times in a row real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to change your angle. Give it a little different feel.
I'm trying to see if anyone is willing to talk about it on air.
By the way,
it's a very personal thing.
On the Aftermath show last week, we were talking about how Rocket would bang, if he could, if he was allowed to, he would bang every girl in existence.
Sure.
Every single one.
I would be with him.
Thank you.
Every single one.
Why not?
You know, I might draw the line at Star Jones.
Yeah, well, fine. Thank you. I would too.
No, you said you would bang every girl in existence.
Well, that I approved.
I would see
that
I
was Rocket approved. There's an approval system.
Doesn't seem like it.
Are you?
I don't think so.
That's kind of fucked up.
Not what you said last week.
Well, I would think you understood that obviously I wouldn't just bang anything with a vagina. Like fucking like an AIDS-ridden bum.
Ooh.
Are you kidding me?
Ooh. Next. Ooh, next. Ooh, next.
The
next.
Rocket 101.
This guy's a pimp over here, this kid.
But I wouldn't just bang anything. That's nasty. Come on.
You're a pimp.
So be it, but I'm still picky. I'm still gonna pick and choose.
She needs all of her limbs.
At least.
See, I wouldn't even draw the line that far.
Would you segregate by state, Rocket? Say like West Virginia. Would you go there?
No.
All right, there you go, everybody. Rocket says everybody in West Virginia is a mutant.
By the way, we have someone calling in a female that's gonna call in and talk about squirting.
All right, that'd be good.
Yes, but as soon as we get her on, she's going to call in about a minute.
Outstanding.
And I made it very clear we are talking about that. She says she's a little nervous, but she's willing to.
Okay, I don't have much time for her because we have somebody else calling in too, but we'll talk to her about squirting. It'll be great.
Yeah, it'll be quick. It's just a little quick little thing. But no, I'm still kind of picky.
Teach yourself how to do that too.
All right, here she is. She's calling in.
Rocket's a pimp. He would bang anything.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's calling?
Hey, it's Tisha.
It's Tisha.
Tisha.
Hey.
How are you?
What's up?
Now, Tisha, what's
I'm
the
deal?
I don't even know you, and you're outstanding.
Tisha.
I just want to lay that on the line to you right now. I love you. And if you want to have my next children, you're more than willing.
Now, Tisha, what is the deal with squirting? Why does it happen in massive amounts?
I don't do, like, massive amounts. Like, I'm not like a geyser. But the trick is to get clitoral stimulation and stimulation on the G-spot simultaneously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's like inside, when I'm going to do it, I feel like it's like you feel like you have to pee.
Wow.
But if you just relax and let it go, it'll just come out.
But how do you determine that it's not actually pee? Like, how do you, like is there a slight difference that you know it's not?
Yeah, is there a valve you got to shut off?
No, it's like, you know, whenever you have to pee, you can feel it building up for a while.
Sure.
But whenever you're going to come, it's a different sensation. Like, you know, your face gets hot and your body gets hot and you shake or quiver or whatever. At least that's what I do.
Do you find that your pelvis has to be at a certain angle, too?
I don't. I do it better doggy style, but I don't have to be tilted or anything.
I haven't seen that one too often.
It just does it whenever I'm really in the mood. And if you get one, like for the ladies, if you get one of the vibrators or a dildo that has that little hook at the end, because that can reach up and get the spot.
Wow.
Or if your man has like really long fingers, that's the best. But if you do that with clitoral stimulation at the same time, to me, that's whenever it happens. And I have a friend that does it also.
Uh-huh.
And her trick was she got the medium-sized anal beads.
Oh, wow.
And he put that in her vagina. Oh, I said vagina. I could say pussy.
That's right.
And he put that in there while he licked her clit.
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever she felt it starting to go, he slowly pulled out the anal beads. And then that was the first time that she squirted.
Right. Are you married?
We could start a club.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
What does your husband think of the whole phenomenon?
He thinks it's awesome. In fact, he saw a shot on the internet, and it was like these three women, and they all did it at the same time. And I mean, shit just went everywhere. They were coming all over the place. And he was like, we've got to find out how to do this, and you have to do it now.
That's awesome.
So that's I got to study him so I could figure out how to please him.
Wow. Unbelievable. Well,
is he and the other guys watching you guys do this? Because... you know, I'll volunteer to fulfill that fantasy for you.
I like Tisha.
It's a lot of fun.
Dude, Tisha's relatively new, and she's like fucking all over the place. It's fantastic. She is like a prime, like, LR listener.
Oh, wait, is this the same Tisha who called in on the drunk call hotline this week?
Oh, sure is. I called it this morning.
Was that this morning?
For Jenny Jack Day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See?
That's a great phone call. I got to play that for the people.
I took my kids to school, came home, watched the porn, and then I had to go work for the post office and get the mail done. So all in a day's work.
Oh, geez, great. All right, Tisha, thank you for enlightening us on the squirting thing.
Okay, guys.
All right.
Yeah. Love you.
Bye-bye.
I gotta say, Tisha is quickly becoming like inner circle. She is just like flying by the board. She's all over the place,
dude.
Awesome listener.
Let me play you Tisha's phone call in honor of Jenny Blowjob Worldwide Jackie.
She's old faithful, dude. The guys are.
No.
Tisha.
Oh my god. Fucking A. I miss so much shit in this show.
It's unbelievable. I love my listeners.
Wow.
Shit, man, I'm gonna lose it.
No rod zone.
Hey, Miss Jenny Blowjob. That was for you. Much love to the boys here in Ronnie Bean's Rocket. Love you, baby. This Tisha, lunaticradio.com makes me come.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I'm gonna take a shower.
Oh my god.
Bye. Oh.
Bravo, Tisha.
Holy Jesus.
Fucking A, dude.
I would kiss your feet right now, Tisha, if you were here. Holy Jesus.
I'm moving back, dude.
See what you missed?
Sucks.
All right, so that was Tisha, everybody, in honor of Jenny Blowjob's Worldwide Jacking Day, which is today. So when you're jacking tonight or doing that little masturbation thing we like to talk about every once in a while, pretty much every show. Do it in honor of Jenny Blowjob, the best booking girl in radio. And with that, we'll take a break. Our comedian buddy, Rory Karff, is going to join us on the program shortly. And we're going to do some more wacky stuff. Doug Jones, my old co-host, joining us today. So we'll be back. More LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
You know who I am, you must not know who I am. I'm Afro Man, bitches, and I am the face of LunaticRadio.com.
You're listening to a future Marconi Award winner.
I get scared when there's a word coming up that's three syllables. I'm like, oh, fuck, how am I going to dance around that one?
Jerry McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Killdaughter. I believe she was at Walmart. Hot called us. Here we go.
She got drunk.
Hello. This is TD, and we are walking through Walmart. Just got out of the bar, and crazy bitch was there again. And Trent, he's cracking his knuckles. I think he's going to kill somebody.
Trent Dilfer?
I'm sorry, Trent.
Plain
girl. Ew. I will. 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 I
of traffic.
There seems to be a cow loose on the Cross Bronx Expressway.
Thank you, Killed Order, for the funniest drunk call. I'm very proud of Killed Order.
Wow.
Next time you go to Kmart, call us.
Holy shit.
I gotta hear that again. Gotta hear that again.
Did you hear what she was talking about?
Hey, what up, everybody? We have this thing called the MySpace, so if you want to check out the MySpace, go log on to MySpace and check out MySpace. MySpace.com/LunaticRadio. That's MySpace.com/LunaticRadio. Check us out, become our friends, and tell us your whores. Thank you. MySpace.com/LunaticRadio.
This is Joanna Bowie of PhoneSexCall.net, and you're listening to the Lunatic Radio. .com show.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's lunaticradio.com.
Yeah, Pearl Jam, everybody. It's the lunaticradio.com show on the air. I'm your host, Kieran McCann. No Ronnie Beans today. Doug Jones, old co-host.
You mean new co-host. I'm moving back, dude. After that last one, I'm coming back.
Doug resides in the beautiful state of South Carolina. Love South Carolina. Great state. A lot of golf courses down there.
The home of young, firm,
hot pieces of ass. Ooh, the home of Southern Belles. Or is that Georgia?
I don't fucking care.
Georgia Peach. Who knows? Anyway, everybody, it's Jenny Blowjob's Worldwide Jacking Day. We've been doing it, covering it the whole show here. It's in honor of Jenny Blowjob. So if you're going to jack tonight, Monday, September 11th, 2006, everybody, doing it in honor of Jenny Blowjob, the world famous booking girl for the LunaticRadio.com show. We love Jenny. She's great. By the way, I got to shout out my boy over there in Baghdad.
Your boy?
Sergeant J-Dub, everybody.
Oh, hell yeah.
And the Bravo Company 2nd 137th Infantry that's over there in Baghdad. Shout out to all the boys holding it down. Be safe and come home soon. Sergeant J-Dub has been listening to the program over there in Baghdad.
That's awesome.
And that's pretty freaking cool. Apparently, he sent us a message on MySpace saying he's trying to put together a lunaticradio.com flag. He was in the midst of making it. And he's going to, you know, bring it out there on his travels and hopefully take a couple pictures. Hopefully when not in the heat of battle. Let's not do that in the heat of battle. Let's not try to get a cameo shot in the heat of battle. But I hopefully, you know, J-Dub will send us a picture. That would be pretty cool. He also asked for some bumper stickers, which we have mailed out. So we mailed Sergeant J-Dub some bumper stickers and, can hint maybe a couple of the things. A couple of the things we got. Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Rory.
My man Rory Karff, comedian extraordinaire from Charlotte, North Carolina. What's up, playa?
How's it going? Hope I'm not interrupting anything.
Negative. I was just shouting out one of our listeners over there in Baghdad, Rory. We have people listening in Baghdad.
Wow. who's listening over there?
A couple Iraqis.
Nice. Mm-hmm. The Americans are making listening to the show a form of torture.
Probably. That's probably what it is. Rory, what's going on tonight, man?
Well, Kieran.
You have a little wacky stunt you want to try?
Way to set him up.
I'm always trying to up the ante.
That's right.
Who's with you tonight? I was unable to listen to the show on my computer. Is it just Rocket?
It's me, Rocket, and my old co-host, Doug Jones.
Doug Jones, DJ in the house.
Yes, sir.
What happened to Ronnie Beans? Is he getting replaced?
No, Ronnie Beans is off assassinating people tonight.
Nice. This guy's got quite a job for you guys. He shows up like once a month.
I know. Well, we'll work on that. I'm sure he'll be
It's
back.
Hard to fit us in between McDonald's and Wendy's, you know?
Don't talk that way about the bean.
All right. So what's going on, Rory?
Anyway, Kieran, The demand for my wife and I is quite high.
Yes, it is.
Listeners, we're becoming the latest and greatest lunatic craze. So I was thinking of what's a way that we could up the ante a little bit.
Right, and you came up with a great idea, right?
Yeah, well, I sent you an email.
Do you want me to break the? Do you want me to break the news, or you want to break it?
Go ahead, Ken.
Rory, I believe tonight, is going to try a wacky bit, everybody. His wife, Lauren, is sleeping at the moment. He's going to go into the bedroom and put his sack on her forehead.
Wow.
So you really want to try this? You really want to try this, Rory?
Yeah, this is what I think about during the week. I'm like emailing you. I'm like, hey, Karen, don't know if you're interested, but I was thinking about maybe teabagging my wife while she's sleeping. Is that something you might be interested in? I'm like that guy from Entourage. You know that like old movie producer? I call you up. I'm like, hey, Karen, thinking about giving my wife a golden shower and doing it over the telephone. Is that something that might interest you?
Right. Of course I'm interested. So where are you at now in the house, Rory?
I am downstairs in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I just fed our cat.
Okay.
Some tasty treats. Lauren is upstairs sleeping. I directed her around, I said around 9 o'clock. That's where I started laying the trap. I'm like, you look really tired. You should probably get to bed early at night. She's like, oh, I have so many chores downstairs to do. I'm like, I got it. I got it taken care of. You deserve the sleep. You've earned it.
Right.
So hopefully right now she's in la-la land sleeping, snoozing away.
Dreaming about all those black men.
Yeah. That's what she always dreams about. Black balls. Well, now she's going to get some white, hairy Jewish ones on her face. See how she likes that.
I just got past the note. We were thinking maybe you can rub one out on her.
In honor of Jenny Blowjob Jacking Day.
Because it is Jenny Blowjob's Worldwide Jacking Day today.
What is Jenny Blowjob? I thought, silly me, I thought today was September 11th.
Well, it is.
Well, it is.
That's why they're all the worldwide coverage today. It's actually because it's Jenny Blowjob Jacking Day.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I feel like such a fool.
All right, so let's get back to the stunt. You're in the kitchen downstairs. The wife, Lauren, is upstairs resting asleep, dreaming of black men. Now, how are you going to do it? Where is the bed located in the bedroom? I mean, is she going to notice you walking in the door, or is there a way you can, like, kind of sneak up on her?
Karen, this really isn't that elaborate of a stunt. She's sleeping. I'm going to basically jump up next door and drop my ball sack on her face.
All right.
It should be about a 5 second, basically 5 seconds. If I can just pull this off, we'll be good to go. And your listeners, a few have emailed me, and they'll say things like, oh, you and your wife remind me of me and my husband or me and my wife. You know, you guys are so wacky. And I'm like, well, I wonder if your listeners police stunts. And I think I emailed you, too, some other stuff I wanted to do. And I think you were like, I wouldn't do that. I don't want to be responsible for you doing that.
Yeah. You know what? I honestly can't remember what else you suggested. But all I know is I wrote back to you saying, it's your marriage. You can do what you want.
I was going to piss on her.
Oh, Jesus.
Do it! Do it!
All right, whatever you want to do, you do it.
Or I was going to take a dump in a bowl and just stick it by her face.
Okay, now you're just being obnoxious.
Well, that's kind of interesting.
See?
Why don't we start with a teabag?
All right.
That's good college humor fun.
Okay, let's... So are you starting to walk up now?
Let me give the play-by-play.
All right, go ahead.
For you guys. Now, keep in mind, I can do a whole lot of talking once I get in the bedroom. So it'll be a lot of dead air for just a few seconds.
Well, put us on speakerphone or something. If you can.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea. All right. If I can work my phone, you guys are on the speaker.
All right.
All right. Currently, right now, I'm going to be de-pantsing.
De-pantsing. Rory's going to be talking to us naked.
My pajamas are coming off.
Have you thought about the potential hazards in this, Rory?
What are the hazards?
Your balls ending up in her hand and her squeezing them.
Oh, yeah.
Swatting you like a bug?
Talk about a buzzkill.
All right, so Rory's walking up the stairs. He's taking off his pants. He's going to teabag his wife or something.
All right, guys, I'm walking up the stairs.
Okay, we'll be quiet. We'll be quiet.
I don't think we need to be
very, very quiet. All right, here we go.
Oh my God, what are you doing? Corey, you're disgusting.
Oh my God!
You're the man, Rory.
Did you get it?
No, she freaked out.
She freaked
you
out.
You hear that?
Oh man!
She saw Rory's junk. She's like, "What the fuck is this?"
We heard her scream in horror.
Yeah, you guys weren't even on speakerphone either, so it must have been really loud.
Oh my God! Is she all mad now? What does she look like now?
I don't know. Hold on. Let me go back in and try again.
Lauren's going to...
Get out of here. Stop it.
Let me just teabag you real quick. Please. Let me just put my balls on your nose. Please. Ow.
Hello? Yeah, you're there. That's fucking gold, man.
Oh, my God.
Man.
You're the man, Rory.
I love to play, dude.
That line.
It was like a home invasion.
She out of the way, too. I mean, like, my balls were just touching the tip of her nostrils, and she escaped.
Next time we'll get her.
So, now that Rory woke me up, I think you guys should know that he sleeps with a stuffed animal.
Lauren won, Rory zero.
Wow.
I'm not lying.
Rory's pantsless and his wife is funnier.
What's his name for the stuffed animal?
It's a Curious George.
Of course it is.
Way to go, Rory.
I've had him since I was 8 years old. He's taking me through some tough times.
So, Lauren, were you freaked out by your man's stuff?
Well, I was just sleeping. I don't know. I couldn't see anything. Oh, okay. I was laying down.
She's very disoriented. Well, my wife's a cock tease, and she teased me with sex earlier today.
Ooh.
And then she denied me.
What? So. Lauren, why'd you do that to the man?
Well, because I was, this is Rory, like, I'm like, all right, this would be a good time to have sex. And he's like, all right, and he's checking his email, he's checking his fantasy football team, and the baby wakes up, and then he wonders why we can't.
That's not what happened today.
Well, today the baby started fussing.
Yeah, I said, let him cry for a little bit, this will only take a minute. And then you're like, oh, later, later. And then you went and made dinner, and then you're like, I'm tired. What's up with that?
Rory is awesome. Lauren is awesome. I'm sorry, Lauren, that he had to teabag you in to make some funny on our show.
What was that you like said you wanted a divorce if I didn't do it on our honeymoon? What was that thing called again?
Oh, a blumpkin?
Yeah, he told me. You wanted me to give him a blumpkin.
Oh,
it was like a whole thing.
That's what I should have wanted on our honeymoon. You guys know what a blumpkin is?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sure. Sir.
Of course.
Yeah.
You would.
Like, if you loved me, you would do it, and I'm not going to marry you, and that's the one thing I want.
I put it in our wedding vows.
We would, like, fight about it.
Rory, you got to up the antes and go to a Dirty Sanchez, man. Quit screwing around, man.
What is a Dirty Sanchez?
That's where you stick your finger up her ass and you wipe it underneath her nose.
Rory told me, what did you tell me it was?
A Dirty Sanchez? Oh, I said that's when we have anal and I punch you in the face.
What?
What's that called? That's called something, right?
It's a donkey punch or something.
No, the donkey punch is something when you're about to climax, you punch her in the kidneys.
Jesus.
Oh, okay.
My favorite is the jelly donut where you know, she gives you a blowjob and you jack in her mouth and then you punch her in the nose.
Oh, well.
Nice. What's it called? What's it called when you're titty fucking her and then you blow a load? It shoots off her eye into your mouth. Because we did that one.
That's
one
the
time.
Rory special.
That was disgusting. That's called the Rory.
Yeah, that's the Rory.
Yeah, that's called a Mondo mistake.
What's it called when it's over like 2 seconds after it starts?
Ooh. That's called how we conceive Cooper.
Ring the bell.
Oh, you two are crazy.
I love them. The carps are the best.
I think we need to have Lauren call in next week, and she could try to, like, not teabag Rory, but do something with a vagina on Rory's face.
Maybe Tisha can help.
That's something I want to complain about. She's like, take this. I'm like, all right.
Except we would be like, all right, Lauren, get naked. And then we're just like, okay. And then we just sit there.
Yeah, just leave Rory out of it.
Yeah.
We had some good sex last night, right?
Yeah, after watching Flava of Love.
Yeah.
Like, we can't do anything at that time. No phone calls, no feeding the baby. Gotta concentrate on Flava of Love.
So you're all, like, in the know with Flava of Loves?
Yeah, we just discovered it.
Yeah.
Show's great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you never saw the first season?
Just be in the mood.
You never saw the
high class lady they have on there.
Yeah. Yeah, I love females who take shits on carpets.
Oh yeah, that was fantastic. Did you guys catch that episode?
No.
Oh my God.
You got to see the first one.
You just give me an idea for the next prank to pull on Lauren.
Dude, Rory, you got to catch the first episode of
you
this
know what
season.
Used to like to do when we first started dating, he would go to the bathroom in like one bathroom, like poop, and then like run to another one to clean up so that when I went in the bathroom there'd be poop all on the toilet.
Wow.
Dude, you're weird.
Leave
Lord.
My mark.
Yeah, leave my mark.
I used to do that at my parents' house when I'd come home from college. I would poop in different parts of my parents' house and leave it there in like little Dixie cups.
Are you shitting? Well, are you shitting me? Really?
I was, Karen.
Oh my God, dude. You're wacky.
Pretty out of control. I actually got thrown out of my house. I did. I pooped in my dad's sock drawer. And I didn't put it, and he was getting ready for work one morning. And then he started chasing me around the house with a frying pan. And I had to go crash at my friend's place. And my friend's parents are like, what did they throw you out of the house for? Are you on drugs? I'm like, nah. They're like, drinking? I'm like, nah. I just, you know, took a poop in my dad's sock drawer.
That's crazy.
Tie roll.
All right.
Hey, Rory, we were talking about this before. I'm curious your take on it. What do you think about squirting?
On what?
Squirting.
What is squirting? Is that what the chick you mean?
Yeah, you ever see a chick squirt like in a porno?
Is that real?
Female ejaculation.
I don't know. I've never seen that before.
Oh, we got to send him some clips.
Does that really exist?
Yeah.
Yes, it's real. It's very real.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just kind of do my thing and then I run away and start yelling, now it's all sticky. And then I take some tissue to it and go watch television.
That's so true, too. That's not even...
Yeah.
That's how I do my thing. But what a wife I have. I just wake her up by teabagging her, and then she comes on the phone and talks on the radio.
Lauren is the best.
Very tolerant.
You're Luna chick of the week this week.
She is.
That's right.
Honorary Luna chick.
She's my hottie of the week.
Yes, you're hottie of the week.
Right. All right, you
so
two.
So, Lauren, now that you're up, you want to do
tonight,
it?
Tonight I'm like, I think I'm going to have some diet ice cream. And he's like, aren't you trying to lose weight?
Well, she said she wants to lose some weight. I'm like, well, ice cream, that's not the way to lose weight. You're trying to lose those final 5 pounds.
That's why we don't have sex. Not because.
Why? You're too fat?
Jesus.
Exactly.
Ouch.
Nah. She's looking good, fellas. She's looking good. She's dropping the weight. Oh, nice.
How's she look?
She's getting back to that figure that I love so much.
Big boobies?
Oh, Mike, you said, do I have boobies? Is that what you said?
Yeah, no, well, whatever.
Oh, my boobs, like, I haven't gone down since the pregnancy thing. It's not normal.
Oh, really?
What?
Are
they're still swollen.
Are they still milky?
No, they're not milky. They're just really enormous.
What size, may I ask?
She still lactates a little bit. We ran out of milk, and I needed some for my Fruit Loops, so I just squeezed her out a little bit. It was enough.
Although, one time, where he, like, came out of the bathroom, and he's like, I think formula tastes better than breast milk. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, well, I tasted both.
I agree with you, Rory.
Disgusting.
Yeah, Doug has a few kids of his own. He's been through the trials and tribulations of...
Doug, do you go through this with your wife? Do you teabag her?
Yeah, I got swatted like it was a fly, though. I had a swollen nut for a little while.
Get it away from me!
Like, really hungry and she wants to go out to dinner, do you take a long time so you have to go upstairs and shave your balls first?
Well, we don't need to tell him every aspect of my life.
No, we do.
Okay.
We need to know everything, Rory.
Well, you already let him know I sleep with a stuffed animal. You have to let him know I shave my balls before we go out.
Hey, I do that too, but
just in case your waitress is hot, right?
Yeah, there's nothing like a newly shrun scrotum.
Do you bick it, Rory?
No, I don't bick it. I use the hair clippers.
Yikes.
Actually,
I use the hair clippers I use on my fade.
Nice. Lauren, how do you feel about it? Do you like the fact that he's like, you know, shaves his balls? Does a chick like that?
Well, the thing with Rory is he doesn't like to do it all the time. So what he does when he does it is he makes it like as short as possible so he doesn't have to do it again for a while.
Okay.
And that's gross.
Oh, you think it's gross?
They're smooth like our baby's bottom. What's wrong with that?
You look like an 11-year-old.
Yeah, like, and I'm like, I don't like it like that. And he's like, well, look, this is who you married.
It does make your shaft look bigger,
it'll
though.
It'll grow back in a couple days.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I get like another 2 inches, like, visual.
Yeah, no.
After I shave him down.
It's like an optical illusion thing. Yeah. That's why I shave him down. I need all the girth I can get. For nothing, anyway.
All right, sorry, Lauren. Don't be mad at me.
That wouldn't be the reason why.
All right, you crazy kids. Rory, that was a game. Lauren, I appreciate you allowing Rory to perform stupid things on you.
Yeah. All right, Ken, I got some other ideas. I'll email them to you.
All right, yeah.
Pictures, guys, of
what's
of
that?
Rory, did you get those pictures of Rory with the baby? Those are the only pictures I had of Rory with my child.
Oh, I got them, Lauren. Yeah, I got to. I'll be able to edit them this week and add them to our images. I asked Lauren for some.
Well, have
some
a good week. I'm
going
to try to go back to sleep without having nightmares about his balls.
Definitely.
All right,
he was
Lauren.
Laying quite low, believe it or not. I didn't even have to squat. I just stood over and they hung right into my face.
Yeah, you got old man sagging balls. That happens.
I do have some old man sagging balls, especially the left one. That hangs like 11 inches down.
Oh god!
Doesn't it piss
if
you
I
off that one?
The way my nut hangs with how large my penis is, I'll be in good shape.
Dude, I was honestly watching a porno one time, and this dude was getting a Hummer. His sack was probably an inch from his kneecaps. It was fucking so long and just hanging. It looks like he was shot
that
by
elderly
something.
Elderly porn with crazy clowns, don't you care? You guys, after you go out to the bar scene together, go home and watch elderly porn.
Kenan, let me blow you.
You and Crazy Clown, you guys are like inseparable.
Yeah, I know.
They are, Rory. No shit. Oh, it's nasty.
Yeah, all right. That's the way I roll, man.
Yeah.
All right, Rory.
All right, hey, guys, next time I got a prank I want to play on Lauren involving our baby. So make sure, Kieran, hit me up on that one.
I'm a little scared about this one, but we'll go with it.
Lauren, he's not moving. Come in quick. Gotcha.
You've been punked. All right, guys.
I'll put a baby doll in there. And they're like, no, I got him. He's in the closet. He's cool.
He's an idiot. MySpace.com/RoryVision, everybody, is the website. Rory, you got to get a real website.
Ooh.
Yeah, MySpace. I don't get that many hits, so MySpace is doing just fine.
All right. And Lauren,
get me up on the MySpace, everybody.
Tell him up.
Call my name right when you post this.
I will. I made a mistake one time.
Yeah.
All right, Rory.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take care of yourself. Bye, Lauren.
Bye, Lauren.
Bye.
That's Rory and Lauren Carr, everybody, the dynamic married couple.
I felt
I felt very weird asking, but I wanted to ask, like, what was her size? I wanted to throw it in there.
Boobs?
But, yeah.
She's hot.
He's got you got to get him to do the Angry Pirate, dude.
What's the Angry Pirate?
Where he's doing her from behind.
Uh-huh.
And he pulls out and he spits on her back. And then when she turns around, he shoots her in the eye. And she goes, like an Angry Pirate. And get it on speakerphone, dude.
That's not a bad idea.
Have you ever seen her picture on MySpace, right?
Yes.
Like, if you had to take, just out of curiosity, if you had to take a guess.
How big her boobs are?
Yeah. I need to know.
I don't know. They're probably a good C.
Karen, I really want
to. They might even be D's, dude.
I really wanted to ask
Stop.
Her.
You want to bang everything that moves.
I wanted to ask her. I was
like. Rocket wants to bang everything.
Wow, you just did that off the top of your head right there.
That was
classic.
I'm improvising.
That's got to go in the vault right there.
All right, let's do a break.
All right.
Come back. More lunaticradio.com show right after this.
Hi, this is Nikki Reed, and you're listening to lunaticradio.com. Karen, I want to.
Hey, this is Ronnie Beans, and you're listening to lunaticradio.com. Why, I have no idea.
It's going to be fun!
It's the Bryant Scott Show on tpsradio.net.
Let's go.
Right.
We have pictures of you so-called
moon.
The Bryant Scott Show.
There are still women in this world that were blessed.
Right.
I love the
music.
Yeah,
that is good.
It's the music.
That's a new station.
Join me on Friday nights right here on the new TPS Radio.
Radio.net.
6 p.m. Pacific, 9 Eastern.
I'm still naked, and I'm still listening.
I'm going to have one of those made that's just a giant ass, and it's going to be my own ass, and then at the start of my show, I'm just going to jump through that, because that's what I do every week. I jump through my ass to start my show.
Hey, this is Ronnie Beans, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com. Why, I have no idea.
It's Lunatic Radio.
What up, everybody?
How many do I have left?
Two.
Beer four to the CEO.
Rock is drinking. It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Yeah, no, I can't wait for somebody to feel me either. Jesus Christ.
What, someone? You want to feel someone?
Next March, everybody, I'm going on year number 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It does.
Wait a minute. I think you're going to get something out in California.
Ooh, I'm getting some play out in California?
I think so.
All right. You know, one of the girls...
Nah, he'll fuck it up.
We get, like, new listeners to the program, and there was a girl on the message board asking about if I remember the last time I got laid, and she wanted to know that whole story, so I was like, ah, yeah, I've told that on the show. I didn't want to even explain it, because I've told it 1,000 times. But then it got me thinking. I was like, wow, I only banged 3 girls in my entire life, 3 separate girls. I banged one about 800 times, but 3 separate girls, and the other 2 I banged, it was like pretty much one night stands, and I didn't jizz with either one of those girls. So I've only jizzed with 1 girl. So technically, yeah, I had the act of sex, but I've only had like full sex, completion and everything with 1 girl. And I was like, how fucking sad is that? Rocket.
Was your last time the time that you came up and started acting like a retarded kid?
No, I did that with my girlfriend.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, was that...
No, that wasn't
the last time that you actually jizzed? Was that no. The time?
No. You know how it happens. Doug, you're married, you know. Rocket's had a girl for a while. Yep. I mean, when you have sex with a girl so many times, you gotta... You know, foreplay's not enough. So I got to a point where I had to start incorporating humor into it. And she was riding me one time, and I did like the little, you know, I jerked my head, I did a little handyman thing.
Wait a minute, he wonders why he's going on 8 years. I need to incorporate a little humor into it. You're a fucking
I gotta laugh. It wasn't a jib at her.
Okay.
I just wanted to see. We're having sex. I just wanted to see if we could have sex and laugh at the same time.
I do have to tell you this, though. You do have to incorporate a little humor in it.
Mm-hmm.
I was banging this girl doggy style one time. I was holding on to her ass.
Mm-hmm.
And I started making it talk to me.
Oh, dude, like Ace Ventura.
Hey, yo.
I just started cracking up, but she was like, you know, she got really insulted.
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah, it didn't go well, but it was funny to me. Okay, how are you doing?
Doug, when you left, I mean, was it like 2 years ago? Was it like your last show?
2 years ago, August.
Did you think he would be 2 years later sexless?
He asked me last night.
Part of me hoped not, but I kind of suspected that it would go that long.
That's all right.
Like, I always put, you know, like, when I go to bed at night, I pray for him. I said, you know, God, give Kieran a little peace. Just a little taste.
So God gave him GG.
You know, God works in his own time, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. It may be 35 years before you finally get something, but... Yeah.
Well, Pam B, one of our listeners, tells me she might help me out with how to talk to girls. So I'm hoping Pam B will help me out. I need some help from the people.
It's like a lost cause.
Tell me.
What about that chick that one time I told you, you look really hot in that sweater? And you go, yeah, I am. And you took off the sweater and walked away.
Really?
Yeah.
When was that?
Up at Fell's one night.
I don't remember.
All right. Dumbass.
It's Worldwide Jacking Day, everybody. Here we go. We need to get Jenny Blowjob on the air because
Jenny Blowjob, what an Worldwide Jacking Day.
Play the promo.
I just want you to know that it's a perfectly normal thing.
Jack, in honor of Jenny Blowjob, the best booking girl in radio.
And I have to admit, I did a fair bit of masturbating when I was a little younger. I used to call it the stroking salami.
It's Jenny Blowjob, Worldwide Jacking Day. Get your shit and start jacking.
Yeah, pounding you.
On the lunaticradio.com show.
That's right, everybody. It's Jenny Blowjob's Worldwide Jacking Day, when we honor our booking girl, Jenny Blowjob, by jacking to her. It's very retarded, but it was her idea. By the way, when you jack, call the Drunk Call Hotline, 206-202-LUNA, 206-202-5666. Let us know that you're jacking in honor of Jenny Blowjob. You can be a male or female, it doesn't matter. And call us on the Drunk Call Hotline. We'll save those clips and make a little montage next week for Jenny Blowjob. A little present for Jenny Blowjob, a little audio montage for her. Jenny Blowjob joins us on lunaticradio.com. Show
I'm
Jenny.
Jacking off right now.
In honor of yourself?
This is the second or third time today, though. I've gotten a little crazy. My hand kind of hurts, and I think I have a blister.
Now, Jenny, you must be very happy today. Now people around the country, around the world.
I am. It's Worldwide Jacking Day. Woohoo! 9/11 day to jack off to me.
And you know, it could be like almost a Jenny Blowjob Worldwide Jacking Week, because a lot of the podcast listeners will hear this for the first time and be like, holy shit, I got to jack the Jenny Blowjob.
I know. Oh, that's fantastic. I'm so happy everybody jacked today. It won't be remembered for a bad thing. It'll be remembered for jacking and coming on yourself.
Right.
Or your cat.
Uh-huh.
I've seen that.
You can do that.
Okay.
Jenny, do you know about squirting? Squirting?
Yeah, if you pull up a certain way, you can make yourself squirt. It's a little weird.
Have you done it?
Yeah.
And how much comes out?
Yeah, sure.
Not a lot. I don't know about those girls on the shows that like in the porn that like squirt across the room.
Yeah, that's fucking weird, isn't it? Is it weird?
That's a little weird. I think it might be pee, though.
See, that's what I'm thinking.
No.
Because I'm sorry to say, I have tried it, and I can hold my own on that area, but I can't imagine like shooting across the room, or that's just kind of odd.
Now, do you feel kind of odd that people that you don't even know or have even spoke to in your life are jacking to you?
Hell no. I'm proud.
You're happy with
I'm
that.
Glad they are.
Do girls get, like, freaked out if, like, a guy's jacking for her? Like, thinking about her in her head?
No, but you know what? I actually saw one of our favorite comedians, Dane Cook, last night. And he was talking about how guys jack off differently when they're with you. They're like, ooh, you like that? And you're like, oh, yeah, I like that. But when they're by themselves, they're like, oh, fuck you. Touch your assholes, whatever. They go totally crazy.
Uh-huh.
So he's not good.
Do you really do that? Do men really do that when we're not with them?
You know, how many times have I jacked off in my life? I have, on occasion, talked to myself, like, out loud.
I do often.
Like, you'll say that. Like, you'll pretend, like, if you have no materials to work off and it's just, like, your memories, you will break out, like, something like, yeah, take that, motherfucker. You know, and you'll say it out loud as if the girl is there with you. And it's kind of fucking bizarre. You look down and it's just a pillow.
But do you like when a girl, like plays with your nipples and whispers hot breath in your ear?
Yes, my co-host.
You're jacking?
My co-host, Doug Jones, is off mic. He loves it. He's shaking his head. He loves when girls plays with his nipples.
Do you love that? Like when they're talking to you, like, yeah, baby, that's the way I like it.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite is right when they come, I go down and open my mouth. Mm. I'll take a face shot.
For the team, right? You're taking it for the team.
Fuck yeah. No, because that's a good thing to do if you like the guy. I mean, even if you've only known him a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to get all porn style.
Right. Jenny Blowjob also did a, even though it's the Jenny Blowjob Worldwide Jacking Day, Jenny was very generous this week. Now, I know you don't want me to mention anything about it, do you?
I don't care. Go ahead. You love it so much. I know that it's just eating away at you, so go ahead.
It's such a great thing you did, though. You went out of your way.
I know.
And you did something for somebody that you don't even know. I want to talk about
it. I wrote him a little letter, even. Go ahead and tell him. I know you want to.
Well, we have this listener over in Baghdad. His name is Sergeant J-Dub. And he requested some bumper stickers, and I actually didn't have any with me here in New York, but Jenny, I sent Jenny like 20 or 25 like a couple months ago, and she still had some left. So I asked her if she could mail them to him, and Jenny actually went over her bounds and went and shopped for the guy. She went out in Reno there, and she bought Sergeant J-Dub some baby wipes, I believe like some porno magazines, right?
Yeah, I got him a Hustler and a Club with the DVDs in them because they had double DP in it. Double penetration. Double DP DVD or some shit. They had Club magazine, and it was great because I went to the counter and I go, yeah, I need a Club and a Hustler. The guy's like, oh.
Yeah.
Don't get all happy about that. Then I got him, someone told me the baby wipers, because when they're out in the field, they get like hot,
mm-hmm.
you know, and like can't clean themselves. So I thought that was good. And then I got him real toilet paper, because you know the shit over there is scratchy and ass bad.
Yeah.
And I figure some chickie knows he could give her one and she'd be like, oh my God, thank you so much. I'll suck your dick. Hopefully he'll get some ass out of toilet paper. But I also sent him some snacks, like Doritos.
Doritos.
Oh, and I sent him a thing of Vaseline lotion.
Right, so he can
jack off.
You know those guys on their downtime, they're just fucking cranking away because there's nothing else to do.
Jenny goes and calls me while she's at the supermarket. Should I get him candy? I don't know if candy's a good idea. I'm like, I don't know.
I didn't send it. Well, I sent him Little Debbie snack cakes, though.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, three different kinds, because he's from Kansas, and they don't have Hostess out there. They eat Little Debbie's.
Look, she's even thinking about it.
See, honestly, you know, that would be like the nicest thing ever if Jenny sent me Little Debbie cookies or something, brownies or something.
Well, you go fight in a war and you'll get some.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm a big fan of the cream pie myself.
Oh, look at you, Doug.
Too. Actually, if it was a rocket, I'd send him a rubber cast of my pussy.
Oh, I'd lick it every night before I went to bed.
So Jenny,
I know you would.
So
you
know,
it would come back all fucked up. Fucking damaged. They're like, I got this from Jenny. And they're all, what is it? It's a blob of roast beef looking thing. You're all, I know. I've abused it quite often.
I'd make it all gunky.
I fucking broke it.
I'd wear it out. It would just be like a lump.
The little bitty clit on it would be like hanging off like one little thread of like plastic.
I'd wear it out so much you wouldn't see like all the little like indentations of it and all that. It would just be like flat because I'd wear
it
out.
Smooth.
You know what
that
sounds like?
What is that? It's like you get mad at it and throw it across the room. You'd be all, shut up.
I go, you fucking cunt. Oh, wait, you are.
You are, you bitch.
You know what's weird?
No, it's just a nice thing to do. I'm sorry. I guess I went a little above and beyond the Call of Duty, because when you consider how much it costs us to ship that shit, it almost costs as much as I spent.
Yeah.
No, but that's still...
No, I think it's awesome, dude.
That was amazing.
But I'll tell you right now, I know that all of them, because I told him he needed to share, because I even sent, like the variety pack of the Chips Ahoy and the cheese nips and the fucking Ritz cheese cracker things.
Mm-hmm.
A big thing of those, too. Because I figure, God, they can't... It's not like they can go down... Even the commissary, I don't know if they have that stuff for the soldiers. And plus, it's nice to get shit from home.
Yeah, dude, that's the best part about it, is that somebody back here cares enough to send you something.
Oh. And I sent him a CD, and I also I sent him a letter.
Good stuff,
Jenny. And I signed it Miss Jenny Blowjob.
I think that was it. Was really nice. It was really nice to send Sergeant Blowjob a care package there.
So, Jacob, if you're hearing this, you better be pulling to me, man. You better be fucking stroking that shit down. And when you get the Vaseline, I want you to jack off and come on someone's face.
Okay.
And call out my name when you come, even if it's a different girl. Just go, Jenny. She's all, hey, Sarah. Oh.
Yeah, so Sergeant J-Dub out there in Baghdad, you're getting a care package courtesy of the LunaticRadio.com show. And Jenny Blowjob. You're
That's
the
so
best.
Great. Did you jack off today, Karen?
Not yet.
I know you did anyway, but...
Not yet. I'm going to write...
I will later.
I'll write Jenny Blowjob on my jacking sleeve just for you. Just so I can have a little reminder.
That's just... scary, though, in a way. Oh, yeah, Jenny. Oh, yeah. And yeah. When I see you, I'm going to be all, where's Jenny? And you're all right here in my pocket.
That's right. By the way, I was looking at my jacket sleeve before, and it looks like I ripped a hole on it. It's ripped. I was like, wow, my ham is that big. I ripped the hole.
So who else is there with you, Doug?
Yeah, Doug Jones. You haven't met Doug. Doug used to co-host a show with me.
I haven't met Doug Jones. Is he hot?
Doug's a strapping young man. Yes, he is. Right, Doug?
Does he have a nice cock? Have you seen it, Karen?
I have seen
it. On webcam, I can show
it. Show it on webcam. Show it to the ladies. Do it.
Go ahead,
Doug. He's standing up right now. He's going to show his
cock. Doug's going to show his penis
it's
to everybody.
It's soft because I'm going full of dick.
It's all right.
Go ahead, Doug.
Doug's hasn't been around. Like, dude, I don't want to see it.
You show it to the people. Don't show it to me.
He's not. Yeah, show it to
like work it up a little bit, right?
All
right,
yeah, work it up.
If he pulls out his sock, though, and throws it down, I'm going to get pissed.
Yeah, we got a lot of ladies tonight in the room.
Kind of hanging out, dude.
He's showing the chicks. He's helping the ladies out. Get a little something for the ladies.
That's an ass shot, too, for
Look.
You.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God.
Slap Karen in the mouth.
Get over here.
Slap Karen in the mouth.
Just like Friday night.
I'm long, not that long. It's all the way across the room.
Oh, my God.
You got a mule, dude. That thing was huge.
That was so rad.
Like an arm.
Yeah, it's... You know, the less you use it, the bigger it gets.
I guess.
Well, yeah.
What did you say? The less you use it, the bigger it gets?
The less you use it, yeah. So I guess I gotta stop beating
up. Like a 13-inch cock that's like 6 inches around.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's why married guys always have big cocks, because they don't use them.
Big cock. Cock.
All right, Jenny.
Love that word.
So you got any final
words? I don't like the word. Like, I really like the word pussy, but I don't really like the word vagina.
You don't?
It sounds like an old lady's name. Mrs. Vagina, could you come in here, please?
So, Jenny, you got any final words for the people on Jenny Blowjob's Worldwide Jacking Day?
Yes. Let's remember, jack hard, jack fast, and for God's sake, come on somebody.
Right. All right, Jenny Blowjob.
And call out my name when you do, even if it's with your wife or husband or girlfriend or boyfriend.
Right.
Just call my name out and then let them get pissed.
All right, Jenny. It's your day.
Okay, I love you guys.
All right.
And it is my day.
That's
it
right.
It is my day. Don't forget, my day. And don't forget, at the end of the month, bitches.
We'll see you in California.
We'll see you in California, and I'm going to slap your nipples, Karen, and then punch you in your dick.
Great. I'm looking forward to that. Nothing like traveling 3,000 miles to get punched in the dick.
You and Rocket, and do a fucking Three Stooges slap.
All right.
Jenny, I just want to fucking make out with you. That's all I want to do.
I know you do. I know. But I probably won't make out with you because I'm bringing Nasty Nikki with me, and I'll be too busy making out with her.
I want to watch.
Oh.
I'll just throw a load on you two. Thank you.
All right. That's wonderful.
Don't mind us. We're having a private party. You're not invited, Karen. Private party over here. You're not invited.
No, we would invite Karen because Nikki has kind of a curiosity about Karen.
What?
What?
Because he's
what?
An enigma.
Like I'm a fucking, like...
AIDS patient? Yes.
Yeah.
He's an enigma. It's like...
I'm an endangered species.
And he hasn't had sex in how long? Eagle. And the last time it was whiskey dick sex? Come on.
Right. Whiskey dick sex. I don't even know what she said. All right, Jenny.
Okay, bye, loves. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Shout out to the Bravo Company, 2nd 137th
Bravo
Infantry.
Company.
Woo!
All right.
Pick up your clothes.
Sergeant.
Jack off on the... Fan.
Sergeant
okay, bye.
Flood. All right, goodbye. Jenny Blowjob Worldwide, Jack and Day. Here's the promo one more time.
It's Jenny Blowjob's Worldwide Jack and Day.
Man.
I just want you to know that it's a perfectly normal thing.
Jack, in honor of Jenny Blowjob, the best booking girl in radio.
And I have to admit, I did a fair bit of masturbating when I was... a little younger. I used to call it the stroking salon.
It's Jenny Blowjob's Worldwide Jacking Day. Get your shit and start jacking.
Yeah, we're handing the old stuff.
On the LunaticRadio.com show.
That's right, everybody. Worldwide Jacking Day. Jenny Blowjob, call the drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNA, that's 206-202-5666. Let us know that you're jacking in honor of Jenny Blowjob on this great day.
I can tell you don't like that promo. I can tell officially. You know why?
I don't like it.
No, you know what said it, made it official?
What?
You shut off all the mics.
I didn't want you talking over that.
Exactly, because you don't want me, because I was about to like rip on it.
That's all right. Who cares? It's the Jenny Blowjob World Blood Jacking Day promo. All right, everybody. It is that time. We're going to do the, let's do a break. Can we do one more break?
Wait a minute. What did you want to do?
I was going
to
do the drunk calls, but I wanted to talk about something else.
Yeah, we'll take a break. We have breaks to spare somehow.
No,
yeah, let's do one more break. We'll come back and we'll LunaticRadio.com show, everybody.
I don't want to miss a move.
Right.
Doug's not used to this at all.
No, they're not leaving, Doug.
No, what I'm saying is I might miss a boob.
You won't. You won't. They'll show it again.
All right.
They're nice people.
Let's take a break. Come back and we'll LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Hey, this is Crazy Clown. It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told. And you're listening to LunaticRadio.com.
What the fuck is going on in the bathroom?
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Listening to a future Marconi Award winner.
You know what's weird? Both of you idiots, listen to me.
Okay.
I was like, I'm going to hate these guys when I call them, and I actually don't hate you. You're pretty cool.
Wow. It's a nice comment. Yes.
Hey, look at that. Thank you very much.
You guys actually just get it. You get comedy, and that's really refreshing because most radio guys are fucking assholes.
Exactly.
So thank you for just getting it. You know what I'm saying, stupid?
Well, yeah, yes, I do.
Jerry McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Eventually, I'll bang something. Something will come along, and my,
it doesn't necessarily be female. Just
my,
something.
My dick will wind up in it somehow. And
well, you kind of did last night with your little toy,
right?
There it is.
I have the new. I gotta need a nickname for that thing because I can't call it Gigi.
you had like pseudo sex last night
with a rubber thing.
Yeah, it wasn't your hand, so it's beyond like your physical self. So.
It felt like I had a cast on my hammer.
It's so weird.
It's so weird.
That is so weird.
Dude, I was sitting here. I was just like, dude, what am I doing? I'm 30. I'm fucking jacking with a jacking apparatus.
You had a sexual midlife crisis.
Why can't I just do it the old-fashioned way? Spit on the hand and do it like the old caveman guys used to do. Why can't I do that? Why do I have to buy an apparatus and fucking lube it up? Dude, I'm sitting in my fucking chair. My jack chair, by the way. Ugh. I'm sitting in my jack chair with, like, slippery hands trying to get this rubber thing on my hammer, which is not working because the hole is so tiny. It's the hole is supposed to expand. So I was like, thinking to myself, I was like, wow, I'm pretty proud of my hammer because I can't get it in this thing that's meant to go on hammers. And I finally got it on. It took like all of 10 seconds and I was over. And I felt real happy about myself.
What you did last night for some people would be like right before they kill themselves.
Yes. Like, that's the end of that situation.
Yeah.
That moment should end with gun to the chin, pull trigger.
That was bottom of the barrel right there. Meanwhile, you was like, all right, I'm done, going to bed.
Dude, I was, because they got the mirror, I actually, like, out of the corner of my eye, caught a glimpse of myself with this thing on me. And I just looked at myself in the mirror with this big jacking apparatus on my hammer going, ugh. What are you doing?
You hit bottom. You so hit bottom.
What are you doing?
And you know what? Tonight you flappy back at us.
What are you doing? I had a porn clip lined up too, and the thing was playing in the background. Didn't even need it. Didn't even need it. I just put the thing on and it just took control. I was like, ah! It's over. I just had sex with a rubber thing.
And it was good.
It was good.
You're awful.
Best jacking session I've had.
Oh my god. You're gonna do it again and again.
Of course I am.
Suddenly now you don't even want your hand anymore involved.
And I had to wash it afterwards.
Oh.
It doesn't even end. When you're done, you have to, first of all, taking that thing off is like putting a balloon, like a deflated balloon on your hammer and trying to pull the balloon off. It hurts. It hurts.
This is awful.
And I had to take it off. Obviously wash my hands off with like paper towel. Oh. And I had to go into the bathroom and rinse the thing out. You have to rinse it out.
So you're sitting there, you just jacked into a fucking plastic tube, and now you're cleaning out this apparatus.
Yes!
I swear to God, gun to the head, I'm done.
That's how the situation should end.
You are...
Gun to the head,
you're at
game
the
over.
Bottom.
Maybe jot down a suicide note.
Yeah, right, yeah. Maybe. I mean, there's not much further bottom than that. Ugh.
See you later, Kev, my sister, mom, dad, all my friends. I love you. I'm shooting myself in the head because I'm 30 years old and I just jacked with a jacking apparatus, gun to the head. Cannot go on anymore. I love you all.
Everyone would understand, though. They're like, oh, well, you know. All right. At least you had a reason.
I like a big butt or a penis.
Oh my god, we gotta do something about this. This is getting
www.kieran10seconds.com.
Not even. It's probably like 7.5 he was done.
www.kieranrubonout.com.
You are probably getting fucking stiff just looking at it. Like just thinking about what you're about to do, you're like, oh, this is gonna be good.
Also, you have to, in order to even put the thing on, you have to be at attention.
That's true. Yeah. You can't exactly be.
I was at attention. I was like, okay, I gotta put the thing on now. I couldn't get the fucker on. I had to literally rip it apart with my hands and make the hole like fucking 6 inches wide. Put it on around the top and slap it down. Like let go, and it was like. And I was like,
It was like Chinese handcuffs. Once it's in, it's on.
And it got to the point. I was looking. I was like, okay, what do I do now? Because I got the tap on my hammer. I'm like, am I supposed to slide it all the way on? Or is this it? Like, you just tug on it.
You're still on the mentality. You're using your hand. And you're like... trying to go the old traditional.
These things don't come with like a fucking manual. You know, there's not like a picture of a guy in the back going, you know, okay, put the thing securely over your hammer.
Instructions.
So I figured it out. What you have to do is you have to crunch the rubber down together, okay, so it slides completely over your hammer, and the tip of your hammer's sticking out the other end.
Oh my god.
So no fucking, I can't believe I'm telling this. This is something you're supposed to keep to yourself.
Dude, you've hit bottom. It doesn't matter at this point.
A fucking honesty on this show.
If anything, it'll help you.
So it looked like my little, the tip of my hammer's sticking out the one end, like the end of the thing, and like the vaginal part, because they make the opening look like a vag, which is terrible.
Yeah.
By the way, it doesn't get you hot.
Yeah.
Why? Just have a hole there.
It's a piece of plastic. Nothing's gonna be hot about it.
So like my hammer looks like I have like a hot dog bun around it. You know. And it looks swollen. It looks like it has a disease.
And you got this, like, awfully slippery, messy gunk.
Yeah. Comes with lubricant. And the lubricant's like something you should put in your car.
LunaticRadio.com goes live. Go to the website or message board to find out how you can join in, interact with the show live. That's right, live. Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Be there, bitches.
Hey everybody, let's talk about the Listen Now button. The Listen Now button. Now the Listen Now button is a button that will enable you to listen to every LunaticRadio.com broadcast dating back to October 2005. October 2005. And the LunaticRadio.com Listen Now button is located on the LunaticRadio.com homepage on the bottom right corner. So log on to the LunaticRadio.com home site, click the Listen Now button, and catch up on all the old shows you have missed. Yes, the Dane Cook Show's on there. Okay? So check it out. Listen Now button. I love the Listen Now button. Say it with me. I love the Listen Now button. Located on the LunaticRadio.com homepage. Thank you. I'm your host, and I suck. Bye. Listen Now button.
And now back to the show. LunaticRadio.com.
Cool. What up, everybody? It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. I'm your host, Gear McCann, alongside me, Doug Jones.
Yeah, what's up, everybody?
Old co-host of the program. Rock is joining us.
New co-host.
Not really. Sorry.
Doug used to host the show back in the day. Doug and I used to do this on college radio. And I actually have audio of that, Doug.
I still out tenure with Rocket, by the way.
What happened?
I still out tenure you.
No, I don't think so. Actually, I don't know.
Yeah. It's kind of close. Yeah, everybody. Everybody's trying to get one of our listeners, Pam B, to show boobage. I noticed that she's wearing a Hustler t-shirt, which is kind of hot.
That is.
She's supporting the pornographic magazines. I like it. That's what I'm liking about that.
I swear I'll stop surfing the net for boobies if she shows it.
Uh-huh. Paris Hilton arrested for drunk driving this week. Good for her. If anybody's seen the Paris Hilton sex tape, and I'm sure everybody has, but I don't know if everybody's watched it to the end. You gotta watch the last 6 minutes of it. It's the best Hummer thing you've ever seen.
Karen's the only one who gets through the whole video.
I fast-forwarded because it was so bad. The video, actually, the One Night in Paris video is so horrible because it's like blacklight, the whole thing. But when you go to the end, it's full color, and she's blowing that dude, that Rick Solomon dude. And it's awesome. It's awesome. It's like right up. It's like, you know, webcam shots right on her grill. She's got dick and face. Boom. On it. Blown away. You know?
I want to see the jailhouse video when she got arrested and had to spend the night with a bunch of
Nothing happened with that. It was like the same thing. If you live in New York, you show the cover of the New York Post and Daily News on, I believe, Saturday or Friday or something like that. It had 50 Cent got pulled over in a silver Lamborghini right in front of Madison Square Garden, and it was like a nothing story. He just got pulled over because he was idling in the on the street there signing autographs for fans, and I guess he was causing a disturbance, and he got pulled over. And for some reason, it was a slow news day or something, and that made the front cover of every newspaper. 50 Cent gets pulled over in a freaking Lamborghini, front page story. I could see if the guy had, like, gats and shit in there, but he didn't. Wasn't doing anything. He was being a nice guy to all of his fans that saw him driving in the Lamborghini. Doug, we should play audio of that. You want to go back? Because I got to play this. It's really bad, too. Doug and I, when we started the lunaticradio.com show, or the idea of it, we begun the show on actually college radio.
We were just Doug and Kieran at that point.
Was it just Doug and Kieran?
Yeah, some crap. Like, we had some stupid name for it.
So before it came to the radio, the internet, it was Doug and Kieran. It was just the Doug and Kieran show. And we were on a college radio station, Dowling College. And it's the worst thing ever. I mean, I think the first time we spoke into microphones was when we were doing the show.
Yeah.
Our first show.
No practice.
We didn't know what our voices sounded like.
We were still recording it on cassettes, too.
I don't even know what these clips are, but here's the first clip. It's 37 seconds, so we'll see what this is.
Is that coffee cup that you got over there?
The coffee cup.
Yeah, I know.
It's just another side note. Kieran is a big coffee drinker.
Yeah.
Kid can't go anywhere without a cup of coffee. He's like he's on a caffeine high 24/7.
Yeah, that's
he stays up.
I complain that I don't get enough sleep, and I wonder why.
Yeah, he stays up till like, you know, 4 or 5 in the morning talking to the dog.
This is intriguing
TV
radio.
Comments. Yes.
This is terrible, dude. Yeah.
Oh, you want to hear? I don't even
want my name associated with that garbage.
This is Doug and I's first attempt at doing radio. Here we go.
But I think right now we're going to take a quick break. We're going to send you out to some music.
This is when we were going to go do our first break. This is the end of our first segment on a radio show for the first time. And we're going to go to break, but we were amateur radio DJs. We don't know how to, you know, fill a CD into the CD deck and play it when we need to.
Well, we couldn't find them. They had like 3 CDs in the whole damn college.
Right. So here we go.
I'll get you back to some more talk in a little while.
How am I going to send them out to music? I got no music lined up. I got nothing.
Yeah, what, you got nothing? We got a nothing. Room this, full of CDs.
This is what I got.
Blow me.
That's what I got.
Hitting sound effects.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
That's what everybody in the cafeteria is saying right now.
Right, because we're broadcasting to the... I think the only people that heard this radio station were people in a cafeteria. So there's people eating lunch listening to Doug and I try to do a radio show on the college radio station. Horrible.
Get up!
This is what people had to listen to at lunchtime.
Stay out the bushes!
Okay,
we got a room full of CDs here. I can't find anything.
Douglas!
Come on, man. I got a urine.
You got Edwin McCain. Who the hell is Edwin McCain?
Hey.
Heck,
I like Edwin McCain. I like him.
Oh, yeah? Well, put him in and play him. I don't know what that
him and,
thing's going on.
Him and Hootie.
Let's look at some of the other CDs we got.
You're supposed to go to break, you idiot. Just put the freaking CD in and press play. Who fucking cares what it is? Now we're rifling through CDs trying to figure out what is good to play. This is all supposed to be done before you go to break.
Wait. Grammy rap nominees of 1999. Who was nominated for? Oh, here we go. Oh, the Beastie Boys. Yeah, there's some. That's a good.
We can't play Edwin McCain right now, dude, because he's too mellow. I want to get this place pumping.
Yeah. How about some Varsity Blues?
You got any Big Pimpin'?
Soundtrack to the Varsity Blues.
You got any Big Pimpin'?
Oh my God,
Pimpin'?
No.
I got Rob Zombie.
Stop
now.
This, dude. This is terrible. Faggot.
No Jay-Z.
I don't know if this.
Dude, Rocket, this is us trying to go to break. We're trying to figure out what to play during the break.
This is like a Missy Elliott
struggle.
I don't know. We need a producer. Where's our producer? We don't have a producer.
Do we got any Metallica?
We got nothing. I can't even read
the Imagine title. This was a top 40 station.
Yeah, I can't even read
you know?
That.
What am I going to play now? I don't know.
Missy Elliott. Man, another Missy Elliott. Oh, I got Third Eye Blind here. Here we go. Is that
good? Yeah, Third Eye Blind. Way to go, Vegas.
TLC fan.
Oh, my God, I'm dropping CDs like a
TLC fan.
Shut up, dummy.
Oh, not man.
Shut up, dummy.
You come with an analogy. I'm dropping CDs like, oh, forget it. I got no talent. Just play the CD.
Oh, no.
We're having much trouble.
Do we even play the CD?
Much trouble.
I don't remember.
You think we would have it lined up, ready to go? What is that? You got it in your hand? Don't
this
that.
Is like pre-Kieran dropping his balls, man.
This is like pre-puberty for me.
It's like, what, 8 minutes now? We've been trying to go to break.
Yeah, I know. Still trying to go to break.
This is
Debacle Radio, not Lunatic Radio.
Oh, it was Lunatic Radio back then.
The people are begging for you to stop playing.
No, you're gonna hear this.
You kidding me? I was up all night.
I want to know if we're going to go to break.
Samples together.
It's like the ultimate teaser.
I don't know.
What are they going to play? What are they going to play?
What are they going to do?
They're a little Third Eye Blind, eh, baby.
I wish you...
Hey! Bravo!
Way to go, Kieran.
Bravo! It only took us 4 minutes to go through break. Go to break.
Remember you dropped one of those memory cards or something, too, on the ground?
Right.
You know what I mean? You're like, you look. And then he tried to keep talking while we were looking for this thing. It was terrible, dude.
Yeah, I dropped, like, we have these little memory cards for the sampler machine, and I dropped one on the floor, so I was panicking because I had no sound effects to go to when there was dead air. So I would motion to Doug, like, I'm going on the floor, you talk now. I'm going on the floor, you talk now. And then I couldn't find it, so he was going to go try to find it, and I had to fill time.
But he was yelling at me to not step on it, but, like, covering his mic, like, don't step on it. Oh.
Yeah, don't step on it. I'll fill. Do you want to try another one? Try one more.
Yeah, one more.
We did two shows there.
Yeah, we did like... No, we actually did like 2 months. We did 2 months. I don't know how many shows we did, though.
Now we're back with more Debacle Radio.
All right.
Debacle Radio.
Our second segment. Our first show.
Are you fucking sucking helium?
Showing up. I know. Like, I it's like I haven't gone through puberty yet.
Debacle of a show.
And I was getting laid on a regular basis during this time.
God. No,
it's right after. Bode well for
was
us.
It?
But apparently we're not
as popular as
we No, I guess not. Man. We're still looking for some guests. Anybody want to come down?
Right. Here it is. 24 minutes into our first show, and we just think people are going to show up wanting to be guests. We're waiting for them. We don't have anybody booked or anything. We just think they're going to show up.
Doesn't have to be today.
Actually,
doesn't have to be tomorrow.
Should I break the secret?
I don't know. Pretty tight. Only two people know.
Considering it was our first show.
Right.
Doug and I aren't actually live on the air.
Yeah. Oh, right. We didn't do a live show. We just played it. We recorded it a night, and then I played it like the next day during the day so people could hear it. Fucking retarded.
It is about 10 o'clock at night on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And we're taping our first show because, quite frankly, we don't know how to use the equipment.
Wow.
I don't know if you should have let everybody in on that.
Nice, Doug.
I don't think you should tell people that we're amateurs. Like they can't tell already. Yeah, I'm a DJ.
That was the first time that we were ever in a studio.
Ever.
Or anything.
Ever seen a mixing board? Ever seen a CD deck that operates on cues when you just punch the numbers? Oh, man.
All that. We still have great stuff ahead.
I hear that.
What great stuff
do
we have?
We do want to give out our email address. You can email me at jonesbraves25
really?
@AOL.com.
Could we?
And to reach the...
That's still valid for all you whores
whatever
that want to just fuck around?
Yeah. Like we have people that... Oh, I got an email, Doug. He was fabulous on the show. 23 minutes into our radio career.
I didn't ever get a negative email.
I just never got an email.
I can't open up Hotmail quick enough to send him an email.
I don't even care what you call me.
Sure.
Eric. Yeah, whatever. You know. My brother calls me... I don't even know.
The
faggot? I don't even know.
Anyway, you can reach me at golfpro with a little slash @yahoo.com.
What?
You are fucking
what
gay.
Am I doing?
Either I or Doug. Comments on the show if you want to be a guest. You know, you're always welcome. You know what I'm saying, dogs?
And for all you single women out there,
what?
You're looking a little bit like Elvis Costello today.
You're not even
actually. I was giving you a prop out.
Oh, I thought you. No. You do. I remember some part of the. I don't know where it is. I hopefully it's in this clip.
I was even trying to get you laid back then.
You did something during the first show we've ever did, and you were like. I'm going to be at the fucking some bar. And you're like, if you want to come meet me, like people wanted to come meet you.
If that gives you any kind of indication of what he looks like.
Hey, Doug, I hear that my birthday is on Sunday and I'm going to be 25.
Like, I don't know that my birthday is there. I hear that my birthday's this week.
Now, according to my high school science books and biology books, males
should have grown over 4 feet tall.
This is dumb.
Anyway, guys don't stop growing, or people don't stop growing until they reach the age of 25. So I have 4 days,
right.
4 days left to grow at least.
Oh, this is my wacky
five
bit.
Inches.
I love your music, bit,
be
by the
six
way.
Feet.
No, I know. What is it?
5 foot 5.
It's an annoying loop. It's a riff.
That's correct.
Well, you better start drinking milk, kid.
Oh, it's just pathetic. Pathetic radio. That was our.
You take forever to say nothing.
Exactly. Thank God you and I are probably the only ones that's ever heard that in its entirety.
Oh, it's terrible, dude.
Yeah, 7 years later, here we are.
What's coming up in our second segment of our history of the Doug and Kieran show?
Well, I figure since we have no in-studio guests, no live appearances, we'll go through a list of people that you and I have compiled that will not be on the radio show under any circumstances
You're
whatsoever.
Kidding. Oh, man, the clip runs out, too.
You're meeting the people that... The two lists that we compiled.
It would have begun actually to hear us try to do a bit.
Piled.
Maybe this next one.
Yeah, Doug, I just got the latest soundtrack to the Richard Simmons.
Ugh, I don't even know if I.
It's Richard Simmons.
I can't even listen to it, dude. I can't even listen to it. So that was Doug and I, probably 8 years ago or so, trying to do a radio show.
Well, I said 99, right?
What?
Didn't we state that it was 99?
Yeah, 99, I think it was, we started. Now we're near 2006, and Doug has moved on to bigger and better things, and here we are sucking our own cocks on our radio show on the internet.
Latest workout video.
With I'm gay.
Yeah, no, this is how it starts out. I listened to it last night.
Oh, it's just pathetic. And, no, there's nothing else. All right. That's it. That's the end of that. I can't even listen to that anymore.
We did go on to do some good bits, though.
We did?
Yeah.
What?
Not on Dowling, but once we got the internet show.
Yeah, we did some good things on the internet. I thought we... Yeah, Nikki DeBone banging the cherry pie, of course. That was our...
Just Nikki DeBone doing all those commercial spots that we had set up for him was hysterical because he couldn't read.
Yeah, so it's that time of the show, everybody, when we do the drunk calls. Now, we had some really good drunk calls this week. And we love the drunk call thing. The drunk call hotline, everybody, 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. This is when you call up during the week, you get hammered, you go with your friends, you get really toasted, and you're just like, fuck, I need to call somebody. And you call us with your, you know, your jibber jabber. And we love it. It's a running bit on the show. We love listening to drunk people. So let's give it a shot. Here's our first one of the week, everybody. His name is Anthony. And here we go.
Hey, Lunatic Radio, this is fucking Anthony from Humboldt County, NorCal. Fucking fuck NorCal, James. I'm fucking way NorCal, okay? I'm fucking an hour from Oregon. You can't get fucking more Northern California than that.
By the way, people from Northern California, strange dudes.
Yeah.
Northern California is out there. Pretty much the end of the world, you know? What do you think?
They're on their own damn planet over there.
Best color man in the business.
All right. Fuck you, NorCal James. I'm, like, way better than you. Anyways, what the fuck up? Dude, I've been listening to you guys' show for fucking 10 hours a day at work. Fucking 10 hours a day. I found your show fucking on accident. Fucking just looking through podcasts and shit. You guys kick fucking ass rocket. You are the man.
Whoa!
All right? Kieran, you're pretty fucking cool yourself, too.
Thanks.
And, fucking Ronnie Beans, dude. Ronnie Beans, what's up, man? You're the man. I don't care. You're fucking... dude, you're the man. And fucking Rory Karp is the man. Oh, you guys are fucking so cool. You make my work day go by so fast. I start busting up laughing and everybody starts
looking sucking our kneecaps.
Shit, but I don't give a fuck because I'm laughing at you guys. You guys are fucking, you guys are the best. My girlfriend doesn't know really who the fuck you are, but she thinks you're awesome.
This kid needs to get out a little bit more.
No way, man. He says I'm cool, man. He says I'm the man.
10 hours of listening to us.
This guy's the shit. Awesome, the Shaznat.
Alright, and I'm getting ready for fucking Jenny Jackoff Day. Alright, Jenny
nice.
Fucking DJ, you are cool too. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. You are awesome. And I'm getting ready for fucking rub one off for Jenny Day, alright? But I don't think I'm gonna fucking rub one off. I think me and my girlfriend are gonna celebrate by fucking having crazy sex. We're gonna make fucking some crazy love for Jenny Day, okay? Is that alright?
Yeah, that's good. Alright, there you go. There's Adam. Adam's going to have sex, or no, Anthony. Anthony is going to have sex for us on Jenny Blowjob Worldwide Jack and Day, which is today, everybody. Here's another one from Anthony.
Hey, you guys, it's Anthony again. I was just fucking, AKA on 2 turntables on your fucking little message board and shit.
Sure.
And I just forgot to fucking say, fucking Laguna Beach!
Laguna Beach!
Yeah! Fucking, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. I just had to call you guys and tell you guys that. I fucking love you guys.
By the way, Doug, do you watch that Laguna Beach?
No.
You gotta watch it. It's mind-numbing. Hot chicks talking about nothing for an hour. It's awesome. Or is it a half hour? I don't know. It's too long. 3 minutes of that show is too long.
I watch the queerest shows ever, dude.
What do you watch?
I watch just all women stuff. I'm
the Wii Network?
No, it's all stuff my wife watches.
Like Oprah?
No, it's like Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy?
Stuff like that.
Adam81, here we go.
Jesus Christ. This is Adam81. That's a long-ass message system that you guys got.
By the way, I've noticed about Adam81, he's got a weird, awkward, like, laugh thing at the end of each sentence he does. He goes, hey, it's Adam81, Arizona.
You know, that, though he brings up a good point. You should shorten that shit. You'd be like, it's Lunatic Radio, go. And then just let it go.
Right.
Don't, everyone knows what it is by now. If they don't, too fucking bad. It's too long.
What?
The message he's talking about.
Oh, the message on the thing?
Yeah, be like, yo, Lunatic Radio. No one cares that it's you. It's Lunatic Radio, go. Beep. Let it go.
Whatever. It. I fucking created it fucking years ago.
In other words, I'm saying tomorrow.
Right.
Change it.
Perfect. Once, twice, four times, times 84. Anyway, pretty drunk. Just got home. Pretty faded, too. Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to stay another day out there in California if I want to go to the convention. But White Disaster said he would meet me down there. If I-
All right, we don't need to hear about your travel plans. Burke Bacharach.
Time out. He's coming to the...
I guess. I don't know.
Okay, that's cool, though.
Well, good for him, yeah.
We'll get to meet more people.
All right. Okay.
Yo!
Hey!
What up? It's Burke Bacharach. Half of the LBC. The Laguna Beach crew. Hey, Kim.
What up?
Yeah. 3 weeks, John Terra Cal. Kieran, get your drinking boots on. Ronnie Bean, pull up your skirt. Clean your clit. You got to be able to handle your liquor boots. Kim.
What up?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Kim. What up?
What up, dude? What you gonna do?
These kids are idiots.
3 weeks. Get yourself ready. It's on.
All right. Obviously, he's referring to the podcasting expo in Ontario, California. What is it? September 29th and 30th. We'll be out there in Cali. Fat Kev, CJ, Burke Bacharach. Everybody's going to be out there. So there we go. Crazy Clown, everybody.
Kinnanan.
He left us this drunk call this week.
Hey, Kieran, it's Crazy Clown. This is for you.
Hola, papito. Mira. You need to get your ass back here with that now. For the cock. On the cock. And I'm going to start to kill you. I'm going to start to kill you.
Where the fuck are they? You know, unemployment line. I can't hear shit.
All right, Karen, that was for you, crazy clown.
What? I didn't hear it.
What? What?
Apparently, there was some chick saying something nasty to me, and I couldn't hear it.
Oh.
Damn.
Damn. I didn't even have the crazy clown music queued up
anymore.
Do you know about crazy clown?
No, sir.
He wants to fuck Kieran.
No, shut up.
Oh.
Don't put those thoughts in his head.
Sorry.
God damn it, dude. He wants to kill him.
Wait, I didn't say that.
Pretty much. Yeah, might as well be it. If I'm getting fucked by a guy, I might as well be dead.
Funny thing from last week. Kieran was at a strip club with Polish Bob.
Yeah.
This fucking guy was at it.
Yeah, he told me that.
Oh, he told you about that?
Yeah, he noticed me. El Frosto.
Whoa,
hey, what's up? This is El Frosto, and not only am I drunk, but I've got like 6 more beers and 6 ciders or whatever. I'm stoned, and I'm tripping on acid. So this is a shout-out to
Nice. Bob,
because he's the coolest.
Acid is some good stuff, kid.
By the way, if you're keeping track at home, 3 Ronnie B's references on this week's Drunk Calls. NorCal James. NorCal James was in Vegas, everybody. He was hanging out with the Playboy Playmates, the Playboy Racing Team, and he left us this last week. We didn't get to play it on last week's show because it came in a little too bit late. But NorCal also put up some pictures on the LunaticRadio.com message board of him hanging out with all these Playmates and shit. Apparently he had a good time, so here we go.
All right, it's NorCal James. It's 2 in the morning in Vegas, and I'm at the Palm, and I just partied with all the Playmates. I have pictures. I'll post them on the board. Friggin' Amy McCarthy. She's so hot in real life. And, what? Oh, she was good in the bathing. This fucking trip has been nuts. We were at the pool, the fucking pool party, VIP with the Playmates. We were here for the Playboy Racing
Wow.
team. And,
it's fucking hot.
It's been nothing but TNA this whole fucking weekend. All Playmates, too. Like, hired ass. It's been great. Yeah, that's all.
All right, there's Adam, Adam 81. That is NorCal James in Vegas, everybody. Wow. And some girls are showing boobage in the chat room, which is nice.
Dude, I saw those pictures NorCal put up.
Yeah.
Man. The one picture, not the one with Jenny McCarthy's sister, the other one with the redhead, you see her fucking panties, man. It's like she tries to cover it up, but you see a little white. It's fantastic.
Yeah. It's in the listener section of the LunaticRadio.com message board. Apparently, to get out a good time. Look at him. High rolling with the people in the VIP. Nice stuff.
It's okay that I picked up on something like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you kind of like breezed over like, okay, he's weird. Let me just keep going.
No, you're the guy who wants to bang everybody,
well,
dude.
Of course.
All right.
She's a fine redhead, my.
Of
know.
Course. I would bang her. Yeah,
that chick was hot as hell.
There you go. Rocket's got a crazy sex drive.
You just don't know what it's about.
Ray Ray.
What's going on in the fucking van? All right, my people are hanging out, and we're all fucking hammered. We're doing a harmony, right? The moment I wake up, before I warm my makeup, I celebrate for you. All right, we do need some Mexicans out here. So if you guys know some Mexicans that are in Richmond,
apparently that redhead, that was Ray Ray, by the way. He's fucking hysterical. Apparently that redhead that Rocket was referring to is a Playmate December 2005.
I hate NorCal right now. He's fucking hanging out with a fucking Playmate.
Yeah, and he was chilling on the couch with all three of them.
Dude, that picture's fantastic because you see your fucking panties. I'm just like going nuts.
NorCal was in heaven, one of our listeners.
Right.
He was in heaven. Dude. I would be too.
Oh. Before you continue, Ray Ray, we got to get him to call in at some point. I want to hear this fucking guy like live.
No, it's
rip roaring.
I think it's great that he's a listener. He doesn't go on the message board.
Right.
His only communication with us is via the drunk call hotline.
Right. He's not in the chat room right now. He's not on the message board. Right. This is the
He never has any other contact with us other than the drunk call hotline. It's funny as hell. He's great.
So what's up with that? It's fucking Ray. So, I was going to let you know that I'm not sure if I told you this before. I'm not sure if I told you guys before that, like, earlier at the bar area, we had 15 people, and we did a 15-people bar wave. Forward and backward.
A bar wave.
Looking amazing. The bar wave. Hey, but I called you, to leave a toast.
Hey, what up?
And this toast, this is my other black friend, Brandon.
Hello. I've been watching NASCAR. I don't sound that black.
Yeah, I'm right. And we want to give a toast to slavery.
Slavery. Because without slavery,
we wouldn't know each other.
Here, here.
Holla, holla, ho.
Hi, hello. I'm Steve. Hello. Hi. You're hot.
So, yeah, you got three black guys in Virginia toasting slavery. Way to go.
Karen, you can come out.
That's a beautiful name. You're hot. I'm Bell Karen. She's hot. You're hot. Bell Karen, you want to have dirty sex with her. I want to have very clean sex.
No babies, though.
Karen, they want to have dirty sex with you. Hey, you know what? The joke is Karen's a dude. Hey, you guys are fucking gay. You are fucking gay.
Yeah.
Homos. Funny.
Oh, I believe you said Ronnie Beans there. That would be
that number, counts.
That would be number seven. That's a tally for this week. Oh, man. Yeah, so there's Ray Ray, everybody.
Ray Ray!
In Virginia.
I love this fucking guy. He, like, this is, like we were just saying before, his only, like, connection to us is via, holy shit.
Yeah, one of the girls.
Sorry.
One of the girls in the chat room showing boobage.
Oh, my God. The only connection to the show is via the drunk call hotline. And I love that. I love that there's, like, so many different, like, dynamics with the show. There's people that are just, like, exclusive to the board. There's some people that are exclusive to the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people that we don't know of at all that just listen to the show. And then there's people that listen to, that just do the drunk call once in a while.
Right.
I love it. It's fantastic.
All right, everybody. It is Monday. September 11th, 2006, it is the day where we should all remember what happened 5 years ago or 6 years ago, 5 years ago, and I'm sure y'all do. I mean, who's going to forget that? Who's going to forget what happened, right, Doug?
Yeah.
You got to be an idiot. But, you know, I mean, we don't have to cover it on every channel on the TV 24/7. Maybe just have one big memorial thing. People can do it in the morning, watch. But it is a downer. But I understand. It's a thing to remember.
Yeah.
Doug and I had a friend who passed away in the World Trade Center. And obviously we remember him on this day. We used to call him the Golden Boy because the kid had everything going for him. Hmm. He was a great athletic kid. Very bright kid. Talented at everything he did. The cheerleading girlfriend had everything going.
Hell of a nice kid, too.
Hell of a nice kid. So we remember our buddy Kevin Williams on this day. And I'm sure, you know, people around the country, maybe some listening to this show, have known somebody or somebody related or a friend of a friend of a friend that maybe passed away in one of these tragedies that happened 5 years ago today. But the news coverage is a little much. A little much. I'm sure it's 12 o'clock East Coast time, and I'm sure we're still covering it right now. So, is it Hottie of the Week time? It's Hottie of the Week time. Let's do Hotties of the Week and get that out of here on the LunaticRadio.com show. It's Jenny Blowjobs Worldwide Jacking Day.
Let's get out of here. It's time for LunaticRadio.com's Hotties of the Week.
Hotties.
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 Doug, you remember this bit, right?
Yes, sir.
We used to do this back in the day. So when we pick a chick from the Little Entertainment Demon or Hottie of the Week, you can join in by emailing us at the show at lunaticradio.com with the name of the chick and the reason why we'll read them on the air. Or you can just post them in the chat room. Of course, everybody's going with Jenny Blowjob on Jenny Blowjob's Worldwide Jacking Day. Everybody's masturbating in honor of famous booking girl for the LunaticRadio.com show, Jenny Blowjob. Some people are going with Tisha. Gone Postal going with Tisha, the girl who masturbated for us.
I'm going with Gone Postal because Gone Postal, like, for the past, like, half hour or so, has just been showing all her beautiful body parts. So she's getting my vote of Hottie of the Week.
See, my vote. Postal. My vote's Tisha, the squirter.
Hell yeah.
You're going with Tisha.
Old Facebook, buddy.
All right, we're breaking the mold today. We're going with listeners. I'm going to go with, you know, I was going to go with Monty, but now that I found out that she's getting married, I'm going to have to go with Rory Karp's wife, Lauren.
Hell yeah.
I'm going with Lauren, Rory Karp's wife.
Can you make up like a bra size for me, please?
I'm sure double D's.
All right, thank you.
Double D's.
Thank you.
All right.
Aren't you? I'm bummed. I'm bummed about Monty. Aren't you bummed that, like, it's just like your heart sank a little bit? It's like, oh.
All right, good for her, though. She's getting married. Congratulations to Monty.
We got to talk to this guy. We'll be like, listen, Monty has, like, the herpes.
He's got three names, dude. He'll be arrested for, you know, some kind of, you know, KKK crap in about 3 weeks.
What was his name? Billy Wayne Gacy?
Yes.
Billy Wayne.
John Wayne Gacy or Lee Harvey Oswald or something.
Yeah, something like that. Thanks for the Monty. Monty, the radio DJ from West Palm Beach, Florida. Wild 95.5, everybody. You can catch her on the internet. She's on from 10 to 3, I think, doing the radio thing. So thanks to Monty for joining us on the program. Thanks also to Rory Karp and his beautiful wife, Lauren. Rory teabags his wife on today's show. So if you missed it, go back and check it out.
Shout out to Nikki today. We talked to her briefly. Put it at the tail end of her show, but nonetheless.
MySpace.com, Rory Karp, and MySpace.com/Vicious Addictions.
I thought you were done. I'm sorry.
Nikki Reed. Nikki Reed is hot. Unbelievably hot. Hottest college radio DJ in America. My thanks to Doug. Doug Jones, everybody.
It's been a pleasure, buddy.
The man who started this program with me way back in the day. Doug Jones, last minute filling in for Ronnie Beans, co-hosting the show. Thanks, Doug.
Flew in just for you guys.
That's right.
Same as it ever was, Doug.
It's a little better, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, because we didn't have chicks showing boobs.
No, back in the day, it was just Doug and I talking to each other. And most of the time, Doug was drunk or had to take a shit.
I'm brewing it up right now. I'm ready to rock the bowl, buddy.
Yeah.
Now we get to do a little bit of the thing we call the after show. This is what we're just bullshitting with the listeners.
We're just doing an after show thing. Next
Still
week,
all going, though.
I believe on next week's show we have Michael Ian Black.
Yeah. We mistook last week when we said he was going to be on this week. Yeah, next week, Michael Ian Black.
Michael Ian Black will be on the show. Ronnie Beans will be back. And that's about it with that. So until next week, everybody, be safe, be cool, have fun, and we'll see you then. All right? We're out. LunaticRadio.com show signing off.
Later!
Later!
This concludes the LunaticRadio.com broadcast day. For questions and comments, email the show at LunaticRadio.com. That's THESHOW @LunaticRadio.com.